Bucks scrum for three. Phantoms there. Poganski has it. He shoots and scores! Austin Poganski finds the puck and puts it home! Now the Storm get a turnover, though, at the top of the zone. Berger is holding. Trying to find Hutchison. Shot! Score! Nick Hutchison, first of the season! It's now another shot for McMurphy, and he scores! Ryan McMurphy, his second goal of the game, a shorthanded goal! And the Storm take a 5-1 lead. Now here comes Wilkie on a breakaway. Wilkie to the center. He shoots and scores! Chris Wilkie, a breakaway goal, ties it at one for the Storm. Taken away by Youngstown, breakaway. J.J. Pickenich, all alone. He shoots. Save Johansson! Hurry back to Berger with a shot, and he scores! Chase Berger, second goal of the weekend. Leaves it for Lebowski. Here's a 2-on-2 with Wilkie. Lebowski into the zone. Wilkie trying to get it back to Lebowski. Here's a chance. He scores! Dan Lebowski's first of the season! The Storm have a 5-4 lead. What a rush from Wilkie to Lebowski.
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viera Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Green Bay Gamblers getting ready to go here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. Jared Sheffrin with you here for another edition of Tri-City Storm Hockey. And the Storm, two games this weekend against the Green Bay Gamblers. First tonight at 7:30 p.m. and then tomorrow night on Saturday at 7:05. And we're inside the Viera Wireless pregame show. Viera Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viera Event Center. Get more with Viera Wireless today. Visit us at Viera.com. This will be the first meeting between the Storm and the Gamblers this season, in very different positions in their two conferences. Tri-City comes in with a record of 18-32-3, out of the playoff picture in the USHL's Western Conference, looking towards next season already with affiliate players in here and different moves that are going to set them up to do well in the future. Green Bay, on the other hand, fighting for a playoff spot. Tied in fourth place coming into the night in the USHL's Eastern Conference. We got about seven games to go. And Green Bay, with a record of 25-22-6, is tied with Chicago and Muskegon for that final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. So two huge games this weekend for the Gamblers, but they've struggled lately. They've lost their last three games, which is why they're in this tie break right now. And right now the Green Bay team is coming off a nine-game homestand, and they lost their final three games, the first one to Fargo, and then they got swept by Indiana last weekend in Green Bay, the Ice, the number one team in the USHL's Eastern Conference. And here, Green Bay coming into this game in a must-win situation. They need points, they need wins, and they've got a team that is going to be a bit desperate here tonight against the Tri-City Storm team that's been ever-changing with the affiliate players coming in. The Storm, again, will dress a young lineup. Affiliate players Jake Wallen, Matthew Freitag, Will Guerin, and Jason Critch all into the lineup tonight. Critch, the lone defenseman. The other three are forwards. And they'll complement a lineup that sees a lot of veterans, guys who have been here all season and know what it takes to win. And Jim Holton's talked to his players this week about having that desperation that Green Bay has, trying to be the spoilers. And I think that's going to be important for Tri-City here in their final couple games this season. Learn how to win, especially with a younger team, a team that has a lot of players who are scheduled to come back next season. Guys like Chase Berger, Cody Milan, different players, Kevin Kerr, Jalen Schultz, different players that expect to come back next season. That includes the goaltender Hayden Levine, who will be in between the pipes tonight. The Storm are going to need to learn how to win in preparation for next season, where they hope to be a much improved team, a team that will compete for a playoff spot. And the last couple games, you've seen some flashes of what they can do on an individual basis, and they haven't put it all together in quite a while. I think the Storm have gone through some stretches where they've struggled to maintain consistency, and they're going to try to get that going here. It's been 2 weeks of not a lot of game action, a lot of practice time, a lot of time to work on some things for different players. Storm had only one game last weekend against Sioux City, so it's been a while since they had a full weekend of games, and here tonight, they're going to get going against this Green Bay Gambler team. Again, Hayden Levine will get the start in between the pipes. Jacob Johansson is out, and we'll hear more from Coach Holton when we come back
about that one in the Coach's Corner. But right now, we're going to take a quick break here in the Vieira Wireless pregame show. We'll come back with your Best Western Plus behind enemy lines and our Coach's Corner next on The Breeze.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Vieira Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching five white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Green Bay Gamblers getting set to go tonight from the Vieira Event Center. Jared Schaffrin with you here on the Breeze, 94.5 inside the Vieira Wireless pregame show. And we're here for your Best Western Plus behind enemy lines. Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Vieira Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. And tonight, we'll talk about Nick Schmaltz. Schmaltz, the number one scorer on this Green Bay team, projected to be a very high pick in the NHL draft this upcoming June. One of the top forwards in the USHL as far as NHL draft ranking. Schmaltz has 40 assists this season, which leads the team. He's a huge playmaker for this team, and he plays on a line with Matt Weiss and Connor Hurley. Dynamite line. With Hurley already a second-round pick of the Buffalo Sabres, Matt Weiss, a player who scored 19 goals this season, which leads the Green Bay team. But Schmaltz, 53 points in 48 games on 13 goals and 40 assists. He's got 7 power play goals, 14 power play assists, and 122 shots on net with 2 game-winning goals. Just a guy who's all over the ice. He's got a good size at 6 foot. A Verona, Wisconsin native who really has a 1996 birth year here in his draft year, has excelled and leading the team with 53 points. Absolutely a huge key for Green Bay to get him going, get that first line going. It's the line that they're going to start here tonight, and he's going to be a tough player for Tri-City to defend. Really good playmaker, and we'll watch him set up Matt Weiss and Connor Hurley here tonight for Green Bay and really all weekend as we are in a two-game weekend set. But now let's hear from the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, here in the Coach's Corner before this one between Tri-City and Green Bay. Jared Schaffrin here in the Coach's Corner with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton. Storm going up against the Green Bay Gamblers here tonight at the Vieira Event Center, first of a two-game series this weekend, and the only time you'll see Green Bay all season. Coach, a little bit similar to that Muskegon weekend a couple weeks ago where you haven't seen them. This is the first time looking at them, and your team is well-rested. Only one game last weekend, plenty of time to practice, plenty of time off last week as well. What read have you gotten from the guys in practice, and how ready are they for this weekend?
Well, we certainly should be ready. As you said, well-rested. We had a pretty good week of practice, and I think
we're gradually adjusting to the role of the spoiler, and I think that's what we have to do. We have to go in tonight, and this has to be a mini playoff series for us. And you know, we battled hard in those two games against Muskegon in the exact same situation as you alluded to. Ironically, Muskegon, Chicago, and Green Bay are tied in a real battle for that last playoff spot in the East, so extremely important game for them. So from our perspective, we want to try to put a wrinkle in those plans and make sure that they don't celebrate in our house.
Now, there is some bad news on the week, as you found out. Jacob Johansson goes down with an illness and unable to go here this weekend. Talk about his status going forward and what's next here for the team.
Yeah, the black cloud of injuries and sickness continues to trail us, and Jacob has felt a little bit under the weather, mostly attributed he thought he just had the flu or a cold for a week or more, but unfortunately tests revealed that he has positively tested for mono, which essentially is going to end his season. It's 21 days minimum without contact that's going to run us through to the season. So very, very unfortunate for Jacob. It would have been nice for him to finish his brief one-year career here in the nets, not in the stands, but that's out of our control.
And Johansson unable to go, which leaves Hayden Levine as your one and only goalie on the roster. So his role for the rest of the year, play the rest of the games, and so a good chance for him here to get some experience at the end of the season.
Well, exactly. You know, we're fortunate that we have a quality guy in Hayden ready to pick the ball up and run with it. And you know what? He's a kid that's on the NHL radar. He's getting a lot of exposure to NHL scouts, and this will just add some more to it. And he's ready. Had this happened earlier in the season, it might have been a more difficult transition for him, but it's not at this stage of the season, and I think he's excited for the opportunity. And we'll have to work with an emergency goalie situation moving forward for the rest of the games. We have our affiliate Jake Kiley in, who happened to be in anyways this week, so he's on an affiliate or emergency basis, which means he can only play if Levine has an injury, but he'll cover us this weekend, and then we may have Max Project for the next weekend, but we will update that as it goes along.
You mentioned Jake Kiley, and then there's some other affiliates that have come into town as well, and the circus, traveling circus of affiliate players here keeps rolling on. Who do we have in the lineup this weekend?
Well, we're bringing in one face that's familiar in Matthew Freitag and another new one in Will Guerin. And Freitag has had to go home and obviously complete some schooling, and he got some exemptions from his school back home, which is working with us, which is nice. He's going to be here through until next weekend, so he's going to stay all week, practice, and we'll play probably both Fargo games and perhaps the Sioux City game, depending on some scheduling. Will Guerin is another one of our young 97 players, a Minnesota high school player. He's coming in this weekend. And again, very important now that we know that we're not in the playoffs. This allows us to do a lot of evaluation for the future. And I mean, we have to make sure that we're never in this situation again. So the more information we have on our prospect players, the better suited we are to make proper decisions down the road.
When you have these young guys here, how important is it for you to count on the veterans to be there for these guys? First, to get them into the system, what you guys are trying to do, but also just to be there as an older presence for these new players in town.
Well, it's essential. To have any success, your older guys have to set the tone, and they have to lead by example, but they also have to be vocal leaders with young guys. They have to put their fears at ease before games. They have to talk them through a lot of different scenarios and situations, and we're fortunate that we have a lot of good people in our room that that care about their teammates, and I've been impressed with kind of the group setting and how they've handled having some of these affiliates in. There's a lot of communication that occurs on the bench, in the dressing room, etc., so it's been a very nice sign there.
Finally, the Green Bay Gamblers are in a playoff race, as you alluded to. What do they do well, and why are they going to cause problems for us this weekend?
Well, they're a highly talented hockey club. They have a few real high-end talents. They have a couple NHL draft picks. Connor Hurley was the second-round pick of Buffalo. They made a big splash earlier in the year in a trade with Muskegon to acquire him. He's a big-time player. Nick Schmaltz is going to be a high draft pick in the NHL this year. Again, 53 points on the year. They can score some goals. They skate well. They have decent size. And their team, again, as we said, that's battling for that playoff spot, so you know they're playing at their best. So a formidable opponent here tonight, but a great test for us.
Jim Holton joining us in the Coach's Corner. Coach, we appreciate your time, and we wish you good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
All right, guys, bring it in.
Yes, sir.
So maybe you had your friends over last night, cracked open some icy Budweisers, had yourself the night of your life, yeah? Well, tonight I want you to invite them all over again for round two, because you got a bunch of bonus buds sitting pretty in your fridge, man. I want you to crack them open and one up last night. What I'm saying is carpe diem, boys, and while you're out there, carpe nightem, too. Great times await. Get some buds!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Jared Shaffron with you here on the Breeze. Tri-City Storm and Green Bay Gamblers tonight from the Viero Event Center. You just heard from head coach Jim Holton in the coach's corner. Now let's get you tonight's starting lineups. Tonight presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King's a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. And the starting lineup for the visiting Green Bay Gamblers includes their top three forwards all on their first line. Matt Weiss, number 16 on the left-hand wing, Ohio State commit. Weiss is a native of Madison, New Jersey. Second year in the league with Green Bay, 5'11", 186 pounds. And Weiss this season leads the team with 19 goals, also has 27 assists, good for 46 points in just 45 games. At the center, number 10, Connor Hurley, committed to Notre Dame, second-round draft pick of the Buffalo Sabres this past June from Edina, Minnesota, came over in a trade before the deadline from Muskegon, which is a big deal for Green Bay. And since the trade, he's provided a huge offensive boost and a number one center position. This year in 49 games, he has 12 goals and 30 assists for 42 points, leads the team with 15 power play assists. On the right wing, number 9, Nick Schmaltz. We just highlighted him in our behind enemy lines. He's committed to North Dakota, and he is 6'1". 171 pounds out of Verona, Wisconsin. Schmaltz leads the team with 53 points, 13 goals, and 40 assists this year. On defense, number 3, Anthony Walsh is on the left side. Committed to Yale. His hometown is Burr Ridge, Illinois. Walsh this season for Green Bay has a goal and 3 assists in 31 games, but he leads the team with a plus 12. On the right defense, it's number 19, Jake Linhart, also committed to the University of Wisconsin, hometown Brookfield, Wisconsin, 5'10", 178 pounds. This season, Linhart has played in 53 games. He has a goal and 18 assists, and he's at a plus 7 rating. In net, number 1, Cam Hackett. Hackett, 6'2", 200 pounds, out of Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. Hackett this season only has played in 14 games with a record of 3-6-2, goals against average of 2.69, and a save percentage of 90.2%. That's your lineup for the Green Bay Gamblers. And the Gamblers tonight, a bunch of scratches, just like Tri-City. Patrick Polino, Sebastian Weberg, Mitch Schneider, Tyler Duranis, as well as R.J. Gisevich. Now the lineup for the Tri-City Storm. The Storm, coached by head coach Jim Holton, a record of 18-32-3 here at home, 10-14-3 this season. This is game number 54 out of 60 in the regular season. And the Storm will start their top line that has committed most of their offense over the last couple of weeks. Dan Lebosky on the left wing. Lebosky wearing number 24, 5'7", 155 pounds, out of Edina, Minnesota. Lebosky, 8 goals and 20 assists in 52 games. He's committed to Colorado College. Chase Berger at the center, number 14, 6', 190 pounds. Berger from St. Louis. He has played in 52 games this season, 12 goals, 15 assists, and he's committed to Penn State. On the right wing, number 11, Austin Pogansky, 6', 195 pounds. Out of St. Cloud, Minnesota, Pogansky is the team's leading goal scorer now with 18 goals in 48 games. Boganski has been on fire over the last few weeks. He has a six-game point streak. And he has been dynamite, second in the USHL in power play goals, second in the USHL in shorthanded goals. He had a one of each of those last weekend against Sioux City, and 18 total goals for the North Dakota commit. On defense, number six, Kevin Kerr, 5'11", 175 pounds out of Ben Salem, Pennsylvania, 46 games played, a goal and seven assists for the Penn State commit. And on the right side, number eight, Jalen Schultz, 6'1", 170 pounds out of Cambridge, Minnesota, 50 games this season for Schultz. He has two goals and seven assists. In between the pipes for the Storm, number 41, Hayden Levine. Levine, 6'3", 180 pounds, out of Brampton, Ontario. 20 games this season, a goals against average of 4.35 and a save percentage of 87.9% for the Michigan commit. Levine, it's his show for the rest of the way. Jacob Johansson has been diagnosed with mono. He is done for the year, and we'll talk more about it as the broadcast goes on. The emergency backup tonight for Tri-City is actually affiliate player Jake Kiley. Kiley was drafted by the Storm two seasons ago, and he is serving as a backup in an emergency role tonight and potentially may play in some games down the stretch as an affiliate player, but right now he is strictly an emergency goaltender. As I said, Storm head coach Jim Holton, assistant is J.B. Bittner, athletic trainer is Matt Stern. The scratches for Tri-City tonight: Nolan Abel, Sean Lang, Frederick Larson, Cutler Martin, Tori Dello, Drew Mayer, Jacob Johansson, Joey DiBenedetto, Nick Hutchison, and Pat Curry. Finally, it's time for our New West Three Keys to Victory. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. Three keys tonight for Tri-City. Pretty simple. Number one, got to get some contributions from some more people on offense. Last week, the Storm had a good showing against Sioux City in the loss, kept things close, but Austin Polganski really the only guy going. Storm needs some more players to step up and be a factor in the offensive effort. Storm also needs to use their affiliate players to their advantage. Jake Wallen, Matthew Freitag, two guys with high-end talents. They're starting to learn this USHL game, and they need to start contributing if they're going to get a win. Will Guerin also coming in today for the Storm. He's committed to UConn, and he'll play with Ryan McMurphy and Kyle Eastman. And Jason Kreitsch will be on defense with Kevin Kerr. Finally, the Storm going to have a good showing from Hayden Levine in net here tonight. Storm have had plenty of rest over the last few weeks. Should be ready to go here tonight against the Green Bay Gamblers. We'll take a quick break here on the Breeze. We'll come back with the drop of the puck after the national anthem next at the Viero Event Center.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Real Country's coming with Alan Jackson.
Friday night, May 2nd, the Viero Event Center in Kearney. It's all right to be
a little bitty. The voice of 35 number one hits.
It's 5 o'clock.
Alan Jackson.
Reserve seats are on sale now. Online at kearneyevents.com or by phone at 308-338-8011.
Get more at alanjackson.com.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
All right, guys, bring it in.
Yes, sir.
So maybe you had your friends over last night, cracked open some icy Budweiser's, had yourself the night of your life. Yeah? Well, tonight I want you to invite them all over again for round two, because you got a bunch of bonus buds sitting pretty in your fridge, man. I want you to crack them open and one up last night. What I'm saying is, carpe diem, boys, and while you're out there, carpe night them, too.
Great time to wait! Grab some
Bud! Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients. Better pizza, Papa John's.
If you want to make sure your vehicle's road ready and don't want to waste time and money driving around town to do it, get to Big O Tires, where you'll get the absolute lowest prices on tires, oil changes, brake service alignments, struts, radiator and transmission flushes, batteries, wiper blades, and even lift kits and leveling kits. And you'll get the best price in town because Big O honors all competitors' coupons. We're your one-stop shop for guaranteed great auto service. Get to Big O Tires, the team you trust.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Green Bay Gamblers getting ready to go here as we're about to drop the puck in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Apologize for the long national anthem. We had both God Bless America and the national anthem here at the Viero Event Center, and we are now underway as the Storm win the opening faceoff and control it in their own end. Dan Lebowski back to Kevin Kerr. Tri-City Storm in their black uniforms tonight at home, wearing black helmets, white lettering and numbering on the back. They'll go from right to left to open up the game here in the first period. Green Bay, who has the puck now in their own zone, in their white uniforms with which their white uniforms have gold trim and black lettering and numbering on the back. They also have white helmets, does Green Bay, and they will go from left to right on your radio dial. Predominant colors of Green Bay, black and yellow. Tri-City now controls the puck. Lebowski sends it in to the offensive zone, and it's picked back up by the Gamblers and Matthew Permal. Now back to the Storm end, where Donovan Gardner will play it in the near side. Gardner up the near side wall over to Jake Wallen. Well, a nice pass to Wilkie, who's got a lot of space in neutral ice, into the zone. Wilkie goes wide, beats his man. Wilkie to the net. Loose puck in front is cleared out of the way. Critch with a shot. Save made. Rebound loose again. Critch keeps it in. Nice job by Jason Critch right off the bat. And now on the near side corner, it's played by Tri-City, who have a little bit of a scrum here. Wallen and Valisano were there, but could not win the battle. And now Green Bay sends it back into the Tri-City end, where Critch will go get it. And it's picked up by Gardner. Gardner behind the net. And the puck actually went under the net and through the net from the backside out in front. Don't see that happen often, as the net wasn't actually dislodged from the pegs, but the back of the net came up and the puck squirted from the back through to the front of the crease under the net. So we get a stoppage right away after that. Minute and a half into this one here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City and Green Bay scoreless here on the Breeze. First meeting of the season between these two teams. Haven't seen each other in over a calendar year, as Green Bay wins the faceoff, takes a quick shot. Levine makes the save. No Johansson tonight for Tri-City, as Green Bay's back into the zone, and Soroki takes a shot that misses the net wide. Now Soroki has it back in the corner, threw it to the center, was knocked away. Played down low again by Dawson Cook, the center on this line. Centered, knocked away by Milan, picked up by Soroki with a shot that was blocked in front. Fritz on the near side banked it forward, and Robert couldn't keep it in on the corner, and now Freitag will go skate and try to pick it up. He's got it over to Gomez. Gomez in the near side corner, down low, Freitag behind the net. Freitag up top. Will Kevin Kerr take a shot? Deflection wide of the net. Rebound loose, a backhand shot from Milan, just missed wide. And now behind the net, Milan goes to get it against Robert. Gomez on the back end, trying to keep it in on the back wall in the Green Bay end. 2.5 minutes into the game, we're scoreless at the Viero Event Center. Kevin Kerr from the left point over to Schultz. A shot was deflected wide by Gomez. Now a chance here for Green Bay with control of the puck. It's moved forward, but intercepted by Kevin Kerr back in neutral ice. Tri-City still with control of it. Schultz played it near the Storm bench while a change was being made, but it went into the Green Bay end, and now the puck will go back down into the Storm end. Icing waved off as Donovan Gardner plays it behind the net over to Jalen Schultz. Schultz on the near side, moving forward, got Eastman in neutral ice. Eastman was stopped, but the puck squirts back to Schultz. Now Gardner on the far side, got it forward for a deflection in deep by Storm affiliate player Will Guerin. Guerin was drafted last summer in May of 2013, and this is his first action in the USHL. Critch on the near side now got it forward. Pogansky sent it into the zone, and now Green Bay has possession. Still no score in this game. 3.5 minutes into the first period. Puck hit Pogansky in the helmet and deflected out of play from neutral ice right behind the Tri-City Storm bench. So we'll get a stoppage, 16:25 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City and Green Bay scoreless on the Breeze. Faceoff is right at the center ice dot. Chase Berger able to win that one for Tri-City back to Kevin Kerr. Kerr got it back for Berger, who's moving forward off the far side wall to Pogansky. Give it back to Berger, who lost it in neutral ice. Taken back by Nick Schmaltz. Schmaltz, one of the top-notch NHL prospects here in the USHL this season. Brings it back into the offensive zone. Connor Hurley on the near side. Tried to play it for the center for Schultz. Turned over. And now Lebowski got it back out of the zone. Sent back in deep again by Green Bay. Levine out of the net. Left it for Kevin Kerr. Kerr took a hit. Continues to hold the puck. Got it to Pogansky. Nice pass to Berger. Berger, backhand pass was blocked by Schmaltz in neutral ice, but Jalen Schultz goes after it, makes sure it gets in deep into the Green Bay end. Now played by Colin Sullivan, the defenseman, and moved up the ice by Green Bay, Matt Weiss, to the center, and it's deflected back towards Wilkie, but Green Bay has it. A little sloppy here as Schmaltz controls, and he'll move forward. Got a pass forward that was deflected in deep, that time by Weiss. On the near side in the Storm end, turned over up the wall. Tyrannese with a shot, was blocked. Now Robert with it on the circle, deflected up top, taken away by Wilkie. Wilkie has it forward for Fritz, leading the rush. Fritz will dump in deep and stay back as a defenseman here. On the near side, Storm coming to get it, but it's turned back over to Green Bay and Jordan Gross, the Notre Dame commit. Gross back to the center. Got a pass on the near side to Robert, who flips in deep to the Storm end. Over 5 minutes into the first now, no score here on the breeze, as Fritz got it forward to Wallen, and now Valisano in a neutral ice. Puck is scrum four and taken back by Green Bay, and the Gamblers have it, and into the zone is Ryan Lowe. Lowe to the center for Best, who tried another centering pass that was deflected away. Kept in, though, by Green Bay. Gloved by Gardner and sent over to Kreitsch on the far side, and now it's to the center, intercepted by Green Bay, back in on side, deflected back out of the zone, and Freitag takes it away. Freitag into the zone offensively, tries to move past the man, backhand shot, save made by the goaltender Cam Hackett, and we get a stoppage. 14-13 to go in the first, best opportunity probably for either side, as the teams really had a long feeling out period after the delay before the game with the God Bless America and the national anthem. I think the players take them a bit of a second to adjust to this one and get their legs moving. Storm with a faceoff and a quick shot from Gomez. Another shot went wide. First shot was blocked. Another chance in front there from Freitag was saved by Hackett. Hackett got a piece of it with the right pad. It was a shot from behind the goal line. Now here comes Green Bay the other way. And a shot from Irwin misses the net. On the far side, out of the zone it goes. Back to Anthony Walsh at neutral ice. Jake Linhart will play it in deep to the Storm end. Now to the far side wall for Irwin. Down the wall, centering pass. Eastman, nice job. Kyle Eastman tying up his man Dawson Cook in front, taking the puck away. And now Gomez moves it to Kevin Kerr in a neutral ice. Gomez into the zone. Gomez on the far side with another shot and a save made by Hackett. So good job by Tri-City, and Garrett Gomez with a productive shift. Had three looks at the net. Second one may have been the best one as it just went wide, hit the outside of the netting. And we get a stoppage here. Just one shot on goal thus far for Green Bay. Tri-City has accumulated three. The Nebraska Lottery's most popular scratch game, Trucks and Bucks, is back. So get happy. You can win a brand new truck. Stop by your nearest Nebraska Lottery retailer and play Trucks and Bucks today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. Well, if you're the Tri-City Storm and you've been in a losing stretch, the beginning of this game is something you're not too concerned about. It's been a little sloppy on both sides, but Tri-City will take that sloppiness right now, and they'd love to make it sloppy all game here. The Storm have a bit of a makeshift roster, the affiliate players in the lineup. They're going to try to eke out a win no matter what way they can. It doesn't matter how they win. They just want to get a W here, and early game sloppiness, but the result of that has kept Green Bay off the board. Green Bay only one shot on net here through the first 6.5 minutes. And we'll see if the two teams can work it out and get some more offense going, because only four total shots in 6.5 minutes. Tri-City wins the faceoff. Another shot deflected wide. Another chance in front. McMurphy had a look at it, tried to shove it under the left pad of Hackett, and Hackett kept it out. Nice job by Ryan McMurphy putting the puck into the pads of Hackett. More shots he can get on net, the more chances you'll have. And you've heard Jim Holton say that plenty here on the broadcast, talking to us before and after the games. A second for Hackett to get himself situated here as he's down on one knee. Definitely an equipment adjustment, and more than anything, just to find the puck. It was stuck in his skate blade under his left pad. Now that he's gotten the puck out of there, gets his equipment back on. Hackett ready to get back into this game. 13:26 to go in the opening period. Tri-City and Green Bay scoreless here on the breeze. Faceoff went forward by McMurphy. Fell down and couldn't get a shot off. And Green Bay takes the puck, moves it to neutral ice. Fritz got a piece of it, and he sent it back into the zone. Will Guerin trying to play it there for Tri-City, but it was taken back by Green Bay. and thrown into the storm end, where it'll be Hutton who plays it up the far side wall. Gloved down by Eastman. Kyle Eastman into the zone. Eastman on the far side with a shot was saved by Hackett. Rebound poked to the corner and taken by Green Bay. Had a rush opportunity, but it trickled back to Donovan Gardner and then deflected in deep by Ryan McMurphy. Storm will make a change. They sent out the top line, Poganski, Berger, as well as Lebowski. Berger had a chance for an intercept and neutralized, but couldn't do it. And now Green Bay moves in, send the puck in deep. Jason Critch has it for Tri-City. Critch on the near side, Lebowski. Lebowski trying to get it forward past Robert, but it was stopped. And now Green Bay is into the zone. A chance, and a shot was deflected up and into the netting. Shot came from Connor Hurley, and it was a top line against top line there. Jim Holton had thrown out his top line first, and the Gamblers matched with theirs. Results in a shot that's deflected out of play. And also, we'll see the two top lines stay on against each other here for an ensuing faceoff to the right of Hayden Levine. 12:26 to go here in this first period, presented by Nebraska Lottery. Shots on goal in a scoreless game, 5-2 in favor of Tri-City. Faceoff won by Green Bay, and a quick shot missed the net wide. Rebound loose, and Levine able to make the save. Rebound loose again. Robert with a shot, save made by Levine. Nice save with a right pad on that shot from Robert, which trickled out in front. Levine had the second save, and he almost had it covered up, but it was knocked away by his own player. And now Green Bay has it once more. Up top for Gross. Now on the far side. It's moved down low. And now back up top to Robert. On the near side. Weiss to the center. And an opportunity. A shot and a save made by Levine. Rebound comes out in front of the net. And Lebowski took a hit from Hurley. Lost the puck. Lost his stick. But it was turned over to Schultz. Jalen Schultz had a puck deflected into the zone. He's going to go after it and try to chase it down against Robert. A nice job by Schultz there. Had the puck loose for a second. And now on the far side, nice job by Kevin Kerr keeping it in the zone. Green Bay has to retreat as Robert will play it on the near side. Robert moving it forward, and now here comes the Gamblers with a 2-on-2 into the storm end. Broken up by Donovan Gardner on the far side. Wilkie takes Schmaltz out of the play, and now it's moved forward, and it's Valisano the other way. Into the zone. Left it for Critch with a shot. Deflected in front by Wilkie. Never got all the way through. Wilkie will pick up the loose puck. They'll get it back to Critch on the left point. A shot was blocked in front. It looked like it hit Wallen in front. And now it's deflected back down low. Wilkie trying to get it on the backboards. Wilkie with it on his backhand. Wilkie's moving it down low. It goes to Wallen. Nice centering pass. Valisano with a shot. And he never really got much on it. Valisano upset. Slams his stick on the ground in frustration. Good setup, though, by Wilkie to Wallen. And then Wallen left it right out in front for an oncoming Valisano. Great opportunity for Tri-City. Hackett didn't have to do much as Valisano looked like he kind of just tripped himself up and never got a good opportunity. 10:51 to go in the first. Scoreless game here on the breeze at the Viero Event Center. Face-off to the left of Hackett in the Green Bay zone. One to Gomez, and another shot off a face-off was deflected wide again. Storm getting some good opportunities off some offensive zone faceoff wins. Haven't put them on net, though. And a good job by Freitag at the top of the zone, forcing a turnover and sending it back in deep. Green Bay with it on the near side. Gomez throwing his body around there against Linhart. Up the far side wall, out of the zone. Green Bay picks it back up. Tri-City stays onside. And Gomez had it for a second, but now it's taken back by Tyranese. And Green Bay has control up the far side. Anthony Walsh leaving it back now for Linhart, who will send it in deep. Around the wall to the far side. Gomez, first player with the puck for Tri-City. Got it forward there from Milan, who was sealed off. Nice job by Green Bay. And it's played on the far side by Sullivan. He sent it all the way deep into the storm, man, and an icing is whistled exactly halfway through the first period here, presented by Nebraska Lottery at the Viero Event Center. 10 minutes gone by. 10 minutes to go in the first. Tri-City Storm and Green Bay Gamblers scoreless here on the breeze. It'll be a faceoff in the Gambler end. To the right of their goaltender, Cam Hackett, Ryan McMurphy will take the draw for Tri-City. Wins it over to Eastman. Cross-ice pass, Gardner on the far side. Took a shot that was blocked in front. And now McMurphy's over there on the far side, trying to keep the puck in on the far side wall. Will Guerin comes in to help. Guerin on the far side, moving the puck. Got a couple Green Bay players on him. He ended up sending it down low for McMurphy. McMurphy battling now behind the net. Picked up by Green Bay, but they can't clear on the near side. Eastman. Eastman down the wall for Guerin. Taken away by Green Bay. Eastman gets it back to Guerin. Eastman tried to find McMurphy. It was deflected out of the zone. And Gardner back to get it for Tri-City. Gardner will retreat behind his own net. Use that net to get some space and then move forward. Guerin played it on the near side for Eastman. Got it back, and Guerin sends it in deep. Gardner's going to go in deep, try to win this battle. Puck got poked away from him, but Berger's there. Sent it to the front. Deflected away. Lebowski from behind the net trying to pick it up. Puck's in the far side corner now of the Green Bay zone. Berger over there trying to make something happen here for Tri-City as puck's lifted forward. Lebowski loved it down, kept it into Pogansky. Pogansky down low to Berger in the front. Berger couldn't get a shot off, but he keeps possession up top for Kevin Kerr on the right point. Sent it down low for Pogansky. Pogansky behind the net. Baked it off the net, back to himself on the far side. Pogansky left it in deep, trying to find Lebowski. He does. Lebowski to the center. Berger with a shot. Missed the net wide. Pogansky got tripped up by Hackett in front. Loose puck picked up by Green Bay and sent out of the zone. And back down to the Storm. And Kevin Kerr will collect it for Tri-City. Nice shift from the Storm's top line. Pogansky with that puck possession trying to set up Berger and Lebowski. And now the Storm moving forward back into the zone again. Wilkie, who's onto the ice, sent it in deep. Berger in to chase. Berger in the near side corner with two men on him. Can't keep it under control, but it's kept in at the top. Hutton with a shot. Save made by Hackett. Rebound, Wilkie, another shot. Deflected over the net. Now it's Green Bay who picks it up on the near side out of the zone. Alessano hit Irwin there. Squirts into the Tri-City end. Back to Fritz, who swept it to Hutton on the far side. Hutton moved it up the wall to Wilkie. And now Wilkie from his own zone sent it too far in front of Fritz. And an icing is whistled as Jake Wallen had a great race there with Jordan Gross. And Wallen was just about a half a step behind Gross, almost got there to negate it, but was unable to. 7:46 to go in the first. The action is picked up, and the Storm have had some chances here. Scoreless game against Green Bay. Again, 7:46 to go in the first here on the Breeze, but some good looks for Tri-City, moving the puck well in the offensive zone. A quick shot from Green Bay off the offensive zone draw from Gates was deflected wide. And now Wallen will send it in deep for Tri-City back into the Green Bay end. Stick down by Hackett. Valisano in deep to go get it. And he picks it up on the near side. Valisano banks it forward. Schultz. Schultz lost it out of the zone and sent it back in. And offside is whistled on Tri-City. 7:29 to go now in the opening period presented by Nebraska Lottery. Tri-City tied up in a scoreless game with Green Bay. Face off in neutral ice, Cody Milan will take the draw for Tri-City against Connor Hurley. It's won back by Green Bay, and the Gamblers have possession with it in their own end. Banked forward and deflected in deep by Schmaltz. Back into the Tri-City end. Kevin Kerr behind the net. Kerr got it forward. Nice pass to Freitag in neutral ice. Freitag collects into the zone. Trying to move past Linhart, taken down, penalty coming here. And it's still being moved by Tri-City up the near side wall. Schultz. Schultz over to Gomez. There was a hit there. Wilkie continues with a shot. Save made by Hackett. And the rebound's covered up. Officials had a couple chances to blow the whistle. Looked like Green Bay might have touched up, but they didn't. Now they do. And it's a Tri-City Storm Century 21 power play. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Well, it'll be a Tri-City Storm power play as Jake Linhart is in the box for the Green Bay Gamblers. And Tri-City Storm tonight are honoring their trainer, Matt Stern, here in the Platte Valley State Bank Patriotic Salute. Stern, two tours of duty overseas as a medic in the U.S. Army, now serving as a reserve. And Stern makes routine trips down to Lincoln, is active in the service while his full-time job is with the Storm. Talk about Matt a lot here on the broadcast, and he's getting some FaceTime on the screens around the arena, but obviously Matt doing a great job with all the different injuries and training regimens that the Storm have to do to be ready for these games, and a great recognition there for the Storm's Matt Stern of the Platte Valley State Bank Patriotic Salute. and we thank him for his service. Storm had an offensive zone faceoff to start their Century 21 power play. Could not win it, however, and it's back out to neutral ice and into the Storm end. And now it's Berger who overskated a puck in neutral ice, but gets it back and sends it to Lebowski. Now on the far side, Pogansky got it to Milan. Milan in the zone. Left it for Wilkie on the near side. Wilkie will send it in deep. Back to Pogansky. Pogansky tried to get it to Milan, but it was deflected away. Now loose puck is scrum four behind the net for Green Bay. Picked up by Berger, who got hit, and got it to Milan. Up to Wilkie on the left point. Now Milan is on the near side. Cross ice pass to the far side. Lebowski got it to Wilkie. One-timer was blocked, and out of the zone it goes. Nice shot block there by Green Bay to get that puck out of the zone. Really good opportunity. And Ryan Law, got it out of the zone. Now a near side scrum in the Green Bay end. Minute gone by in the Century 21 power play for Tri-City. Puck's put to the top, but Lebowski gets it on the right point. Shot was deflected wide. Rebound is to Wilkie in the near side point. Keeps it in. Down low, it's played to Wallen. Malisano behind the net. Malisano up top for Gomez on the left point. He's come on the ice. Now Lebowski on the far side. Lebowski takes a shot that was blocked in front. Never got all the way through, but it's kept in by Malisano. Nice job at the top of the zone. Played right back to Gross for Green Bay, who sends it all the way down the ice. 27 seconds to go in a Storm Century 21 power play. In the box, Linhart, the defenseman for Green Bay, for another 20 seconds as Tri-City sends in. On the near side corner, Gamblers had possession. Nice hit by Wallen, trying to free up for Valisano. Up the wall, Gomez. Gomez to the top for Kerr. Kerr settles it down. Back to Gomez on the near side, 5 seconds to go. Kevin Kerr up at the top. Far side, Krejci missed the shot. Now Wallen has it. We're back at full strength. Storm 0 for 1 on the power play. Valisano in the near side corner. Took a hit, moves it up the near side wall. With two Gamblers on him. Got it back down low to Gomez. Gomez in the near side corner. Gomez working with it. On the circle. Nice centering pass. Valisano with a shot and a save made by the netminder Hackett. Rebound on the near side is won by Green Bay on a battle and sent forward. And here's a rush 2-on-2. Weiss moved into the zone. Weiss got past Kerr. Centering pass blocked. Nice job by Krejci. And now a stoppage as the Storm net came off. And we'll see a faceoff here with 4:23 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City and Green Bay are scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. As we are in a scoreless game, a faceoff after Green Bay knocked the net off is out of the Storm zone. So Tri-City, a neutralized faceoff. The penalty, by the way, to Linhart for interference was the call, and now the faceoff was won forward by the Storm, but they couldn't get it in the offensive end. And it's back to Green Bay. Gamblers into the zone. On the near side, Hurley to the center. Levine may have gotten a piece of it as it went through the crease with the goaltending stick. Tri-City clears it out of the zone. Back to the Green Bay end. 4 minutes to go in the first scoreless game. McMurphy in deep on the forecheck. Green Bay still with the puck, though, and it's Robert into the zone. Robert got into the zone, took a hit from Gardner that freed up the puck. Gardner in the far side corner sent it to the near side where Jalen Schultz will have some space. He sent it to Lebowski and neutralized. Lebowski, nice pass, deflected off Garen's stick, and Gardner will bring it in. Gardner with a shot and a save made by Hackett. Rebound is cleared by Green Bay to the far side of the neutral ice, and it's picked up by Tri-City's Grant Hutton. Move forward to Berger, and now Pogansky into the zone. Pogansky on the far side. Trying to get past his man, he does. Pogansky in the front and taken down. No call as Fritz got it to the far side out of the zone. Hutton had to recover it and get it over to Berger. Berger on the near side, Lebowski in offside. Tough call for Tri-City as it looked like Pogansky and Berger had tagged up by Lebowski. May have been a step ahead of the play. 3:15 to go in the opening period presented by Nebraska Lottery. Tri-City and Green Bay are scoreless here on the Breeze. Faceoff won by the Storm in neutral ice. And a nice pass from Fritz over to Wilkie. Got it forward, Valisano in the zone. Valisano from the far side. Has it at the center. Try to move it to Fritz. It banked off the near side wall. Fritz got it back to the center. Hutton with a shot and a save made by Hackett. Hackett ends up covering up. Had the puck right in between his two leg pads. Fritz kind of took a hybrid between a slap shot and a wrist shot. It wasn't a slap shot, but it wasn't totally a wrist shot either. And the result is he didn't really get a lot on the shot, Didn't get a lot of height on it either, but a save made by Hackett. He covers up and stops play. 3 minutes and 1 second remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period on the Breeze. Scoreless game, Storm out shooting Green Bay, 11-5 on the board right now. And the faceoff will be to the left of Hackett, the netminder for the Gamblers, discussing something with the official before they drop the puck. Valisano on the draw for Tri-City, but he couldn't get control of it off the faceoff. And Green Bay has it on the near side. Turned it over to Wilkie with a shot, and it went off the post. Rebound was loose, and Valisano had it poked off his stick. Valisano with a prime opportunity, but he comes had a chance to come right back in onside, and it was taken away from him, and now Green Bay turns the puck over, and Wilkie's got it with a 3-on-2. Wilkie on the far side. Tried to find Valisano, but taken away by Green Bay and Matthew Permal. Now on the far side, Valisano on the far side wall. Turned it back over. Green Bay with possession, and they've got control of neutral ice. Sent in deep that time by Law, and now moved around the near side wall and got it out to neutral ice. Gross has to retreat with Wilkie giving some pressure, and now it's moved forward by Weiss into the zone. Law turned it over to Milan, and it's out back to neutral ice once again. Matt Weiss for Green Bay on the far side into the zone. Back to Kevin Kerr for Tri-City. Kerr off the near side glass to the center, but it's kept in. Now on the near side, Freitag finds it. Freitag got it forward to Milan. Milan sends it in the zone. Under 2 minutes to go in the first. Scoreless game here on the Breeze at the Viero Event Center. Gomez in the near side corner in the offensive zone for Tri-City. Centered it for Freitag, taken away by Irwin. Freitag able to keep it in over to Milan, though. Milan settles it down. Had a glance off Gomez's skate, but got it to Gomez. Gomez took a shot that was deflected away by Hackett. And now Gomez on the near side wall. Puck's loose, and Green Bay has it up top, but kept in by Kevin Kerr. A lot of room. Kerr shoots, and a save made by Hackett. Rebound down low. Storm applying good pressure here. Have had control of the puck over the last few minutes, but now here's Irwin for Green Bay. He stopped in neutral ice, and we get a stoppage. And there's a whistle. Too many men on the ice for Tri-City. And a tough whistle for the Storm with a too many men on the ice call. Tri-City really the dominating factor in the last couple minutes. Storm have been all over the puck, have had offensive chances, and have had good looks at the net. But now we're going to have to kill a penalty here and head to the GNC penalty kill. Just a minute 14 to go in the first period. This power play will extend to the second if Green Bay doesn't score. And a quick faceoff win back to Gross. And at the center, Hurley. Now Gross on the point. Down low to Weiss on the right circle. Weiss for a centering pass on the far side for Schmaltz. Got it back up top, Hurley. Schmaltz on the far side. Hurley on the left point. Now Gross on the right point. Back to Hurley at the center. Hurley trying to move around Berger. Hurley on the left circle now goes down low. Hurley from behind the net. Up top, Gross for the shot. Save Levine. Rebounds loose. Picked up by Green Bay and Weiss on the near side. 45 seconds to go in the period. Hurley. Sent one back down to Schmaltz. Schmaltz leading this team with 40 assists on the season. Looks around. Bits to the center. To the center and a shot. Levine keeping it out. They think they've scored. Green Bay thought they scored, but the official said no goal. And Levine kept it out. Some good work by the Storm in front of the net with Levine. And Tri-City dodges a bullet on the GNC penalty kill. 29 seconds to go in the period. Nice move down low by Green Bay, and the puck was kept out by Valisano on the goal line. Connor Valisano doing a great job on the goal line, diving and getting it with the stick on the line to keep it out. Hayden Levine getting some help from one of the Storm's centers, Connor Valisano that time. And we've got a scoreless game with 29 seconds to go in the opening period. Minute 16 left on the penalty to the Storm for too many men. Storm win the faceoff, and Lebowski sends it out. It's a breakaway. Lebowski gets around the goalie, shoots, and hits the left post. Still the goalie out of the net. And now McMurphy had control and can't keep it in. Now it's Critch, actually, who does keep it in on the line. 10 seconds left in the period, and Green Bay will have control of the puck moving forward. Last rush for the Gamblers, far side. Puck's poked off the stick, and Lebowski sent it back to neutral ice. We've got a scoreless game after one, but Dan Lebowski just missed an open net. Shorthanded. Lebowski poked the puck free from the near side, and it was wide open for Danny Lebowski, who came out by himself. And the goaltender, Cam Hackett, came out of the net to challenge Lebowski. Lebowski chipped the puck over the netminder's stick and had a wide open net and hit the left pipe. No score for either side. Storm out shoot Green Bay 14-8 in the first. But the Gamblers will have 46 more seconds on the power play when we start the second. A lot to recap in the first and a good period overall for Tri-City. But scoreless on the scoreboard here as we'll head to the Central Hydraulic intermission next on the Breeze.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
If I could mentally evaluate buffalo chicken strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new buffalo chicken strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Green Bay Gamblers scoreless at the end of the first period here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. Jared Schaffrin with you for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. After 20 minutes, no score on the board between these two teams. Storm outshoot Green Bay 14-8, and really for the latter half of the first period, Tri-City controlled the pace and the flow of this game. Really like what the Storm were doing, down low, setting each other up, working well with the puck, generating chances. They had some couple good chances. Garrett Gomez, Chris Wilkie, bunch of different guys had good looks. And Tri-City just couldn't break through and get the goal to take the lead here. And really, that's what happens sometimes when you're an underdog, which the Storm are against this Green Bay team, and you outwork the other team but don't get any results, it hurts your confidence and your momentum. And right now, Tri-City is facing a situation where Green Bay is going to start the second period with 46 seconds remaining on the clock on a power play. And it's the Storm that took the penalty. It was their first penalty of the game, but a penalty that Jim Holton's not going to be happy with because there was too many men on the ice, miscommunication on the Storm bench. Too many men on the ice was called on Tri-City, and that was the first opportunity from Green Bay. And Green Bay, on their power play in the waning seconds, had a huge opportunity on the goal line. The Gamblers, one of their best players, Nick Schmaltz, made a great move to the net. Schmaltz had the puck almost by Storm netminder Hayden Levine at the last second. Connor Valisano came over and kept it out of the net with an extra effort play using his stick and his body on the goal line. Puck probably was on the goal line, but it didn't cross it. And Tri-City dodged a bullet there. And in the ensuing play, after the play resumed, the Storm had a chance for a goal, shorthanded. Storm lead the USHL in shorthanded goals with 11, and they almost had their 12th as Dan Lebosky pried the puck away from a Green Bay player. It was loose, the puck was, and it went into the top of the zone in the Green Bay end. Lebosky was racing after it, and the netminder for Green Bay, Cam Hackett, instead of allowing Lebosky to get that breakaway opportunity because Lebosky was flying into the zone, Hackett came out and tried to challenge Lebosky. Lebosky smartly put the puck over the netminder's stick, the outreach stick of Hackett, who was at the top of the circle. Lebosky got it past him and then had a wide open net with an opportunity to score shorthanded. And shooting from the near side, right at the faceoff dot, not a great angle for Lebosky, who is a left-handed shot, but he put it right off the left pipe, essentially about 10 feet away from an empty net goal, and he put it off the left pipe. And Dan Lebosky, one of the hardworking guys on the penalty kill on this Storm team, he's going to have to shake that off because he can't play the rest of the game with that hanging over his head. But also a guy who worked so hard, he only had 8 goals this season, worked so hard for every opportunity, had a wide open net that time, and was unable to convert. And so the momentum shifts. Talk a lot about momentum in these games, and that's really what dominates a lot of these games, is the momentum. If you have the momentum at the right time and you can capitalize, you can win hockey games. And Tri-City had the momentum in this game, then took a penalty, and Green Bay had a chance with the momentum, unable to score. And then Lebosky brought it back the other way with that opportunity, couldn't finish, and now Green Bay may take some of that momentum into the second period with 46 seconds left on their power play in a scoreless game. Green Bay outshot 14-8 by Tri-City. Hayden Levine only had to make 8 saves. Cam Hackett had more work with 14 stops. But it's at this point, it doesn't matter. We're in a scoreless game, and we'll see how the two teams come out for the second. Been a very good and an interesting game thus far. Only 2 penalties in the game. Each team's had 1 power play opportunity. And we're tied scoreless after once. Your Sadler Implement period recap. Sadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We'll come back with the out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto. Next on The Breeze, 94.5.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk,
New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Our very best. Don't settle for anything less. Our reputation will always be the quality that you can see.
Diamond Focal, quality lasts longer.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Jared Sheffrin with you here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. Tri-City Storm and Green Bay Gamblers, after one period, are scoreless. Let's find out what's going on around the USHL tonight. It's the Midway Auto Group out of town scoreboard update. Think hassle free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. One early morning game this morning in the USHL. The Youngstown Phantoms hosted Team USA very early on in the day. I believe the game started before noon today in Youngstown. The Phantoms used that early start time to their advantage, scoring 7 goals and getting a 7-3 win over Team USA. Kyle Connor, Maxim Letnov with tallies. Maxim Letnov had 2 goals. Luke Stork had 2 goals as well, and a 7-3 win for Youngstown over Team USA. Indiana has a 5-0 lead on the Muskegon Lumberjacks, and we'll talk about the race for the final spot in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Right now, Muskegon not helping themselves, trailing at home to Indiana 5-0. The Ice have been unstoppable. I believe the Indiana Ice might be the favorite to win the Clark Cup right now here in the USHL. They have 5 goals tonight. Patrick Newell, Jason Salvaggio, Dwyer Schantz, Scott Conway, and Jacob Pritchard, all with goals for Indiana, who have a 5-0 lead over Muskegon with just 3 minutes to go in the game. Sioux Falls has a 2-0 lead over the Sioux City Musketeers at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. Tri-City will be there next weekend for a Sunday game at 5 p.m. Storm against the Sioux City Musketeers next week. But right now, the Sioux Falls Stampede have goals from Ed McGovern and Dakota Joshua and lead Sioux City 2-0. Lincoln has a 2-1 lead on the Des Moines Buccaneers. The Lincoln Stars at home tonight at the Icebox. 2-1 lead. Goals from Jared Bethune and John Simonson for Lincoln. Michael Marnell with a tally for Des Moines. Waterloo leads Fargo 1-0 at Young Arena late in the second period. Waterloo Blackhawks, first place team in the USHL's Western Conference, have a goal from Blake Winnecke, assist to Brandon Montour and Peter Krieger. Cedar Rapids and Omaha Lancers, halfway through the second period, 1-1 the score at the Stable in Cedar Rapids. Omaha has finished up their home schedule. They're done with their home schedule. They play the rest of the season on the road, and they have a goal tonight from Nicholas Foline. Andrew Ogilvy has scored for Cedar Rapids, 1-1 in Cedar Rapids, middle of the second period. Finally, Dubuque with a 1-0 lead over the Chicago Steel after one period. The Dubuque Fighting Saints working for their seeding in the Eastern Conference. Brett Boeing has the goal for the Fighting Saints. They lead Chicago 1-0, and so you're looking at the Eastern Conference playoff picture. Chicago and Muskegon are trailing. Team USA already lost today. Green Bay and Tri-City scoreless, so no team getting anywhere here in the standings. Three-way tie for fourth place in the East right now. That's the way it'll stay if the results stay the same here. We've got 20 fresh minutes coming on the clock in the second period, and Green Bay will start with a 46-second power play. Scoreless game at the Viero Event Center in the second period is coming your way next on The Breeze, 94.5.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Did you know that since 1993, the Nebraska Lottery has raised $500 million to protect the environment, improve education, and support the state fair? $500 million. That's a 5 with 8 zeros. There aren't 500 million people in the U.S. It would take about 16 years just to count to 500 million. If you walked 500 million miles, you'd end up on the other side of Jupiter. But there's no air, no gravity, and no Nebraska Lottery retailers. Better stay right here and keep helping us build a better Nebraska. Learn more at nelottery.com. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Intermission's over. It's time now for the Papa John's second period. Back out on the ice and back to the booth, here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm, Green Bay Gamblers, scoreless, headed to the second period here. Green Bay will start this second with a 46 seconds remaining on a too-many-men penalty, which was whistled to Tri-City. Will Guerin in the box for the Storm serving this penalty. For 46 more seconds, team switch sides for the second. Storm going from left to right, Green Bay from right to left, and Tri-City wins the opening faceoff. Such a key faceoff win to start the period for the Storm. Getting it in deep in the Green Bay end, not allowing them to set up right away, and here come the Gamblers on the far side into the zone. Down low, Schmaltz up top for Hurley. Hurley on the far side, trying to find Gross, who kept it in on the far side, now gets it back. Gross to Hurley on the left point. Slowly rolled it over to Schmaltz. Schmaltz to the center. Berger had a slap at it, got it out of the zone. Nice work by Berger. Good hand-eye coordination, just kind of deflecting a puck out. And Green Bay moves back in. Into the zone, Schmaltz. Schmaltz from the far side corner behind the net. Centering shot, a save, Levine. Rebound behind the net, loose. Storm back at full strength. Here is Hurley, has it in the near side corner, Schmaltz. Schmaltz on the near side half wall. Still circling, has control, centered it to the far side, tipped away, Lebowski's got it, up the far side wall, Valisano with a rush, Valisano shot it, deflected wide, and now on the near side, the puck is loose, and it's picked up by Guerin, who's out of the box and stays on, but now it's back to the Green Bay sticks, and it's played by Walsh in the Green Bay end. Puck is moving on the far side wall over to Wallen, and Wallen now has it in his own zone. Looking for some space, finds Gardner on the near side, and Gardner, cross-ice pass deflected and stolen by Irwin. Irwin sends it back in to the Storm end for Green Bay. Donovan Gardner takes a hit, keeps the puck down low, and gets tied up here to a side battle. Valisano there for Tri-City, two Green Bay players as well. About 2 minutes into this period, still a scoreless game. Valisano got taken down right in front of the official, and no call coming there as it's played on the far side, and it's turned over to Green Bay, and a shot to score. And it's 1-0 Green Bay on an odd angle shot that got under Hayden Levine. Gavin Stoik has made it a 1-0 game on a goal that gets under Hayden Levine. And actually, I don't think it's Gavin Stoik. I'm going to check that again. It may have been. It's not Gavin Stoik. It's Jake Linhart that scores for Green Bay. 1-0 lead for the Gamblers. And just a situation here where a turnover on the far side leads to a goal in the Storm end. And Tri-City trailing 1-0 here, 2 minutes into the second period. Green Bay is ahead. Goal for number 19, Jake Linhart, the Wisconsin commit. Going to stay in the state after his time in Green Bay. And we've resumed play here, and we get a stoppage and an offside whistle. And tough call that Green Bay got away with. Valisano got tripped up right in front of the official. And nothing whistled, and it ends up in the back of the Storm net. So tough call on Tri-City for Tri-City, but they're down 1-0. They have to keep working hard here in the second period. It worked well in the first, just couldn't get a shot on the net. And now the puck on the near side of the Storm end, kept in by Green Bay, and a chance to the front was blocked by Kevin Kerr. Another shot saved by Levine. Rebound is covered up by Levine. And this time it was Gavin Stoik in front of the net, pushing and shoving with Kevin Kerr there. We get a stoppage at 17:20 to go in the second period. Green Bay now leads 1-0 here on the breeze. Storm going to face off win and bank it out to neutral ice. It was gloved down by Gross. Send it on the near side. Turn over to Guerin. Will Guerin shoots it in deep for Tri-City. And Robert is back there, takes a hit from Eastman. On the near side, Ryan Law moves it to Weiss. Weiss got run off by McMurphy, but got it back to Law. Law with a chance to the center. Opportunity and a save by Levine. Puck squirts wide of the net. Picked back up. Taken down by Schultz. And it's a penalty coming to Jalen Schultz. Kept alive by Gross to the center. Knocked out of the zone. Picked up by Robert for Green Bay. And the Gamblers have it. Over to Schmaltz. Schmaltz still in a delayed penalty situation here. Gets by McMurphy. Storm just need to touch up. Schmaltz fanned on a pass. And now it was still not touched up by Schultz. Finally, McMurphy gets over there and touches up for the penalty. 16:23 to go in the second, and it's another power play opportunity and a tripping call to Jalen Schultz. Green Bay 0-for-1 with the man advantage, but they'll have a good opportunity here after scoring a goal to take a 1-0 lead at the beginning of this period. Opportunity to extend that. The Gamblers have had success on the power play this season. They have the sixth best power play in the USHL at 18.6%. Tri-City gets it out of the zone right off the faceoff. Tri-City, 14th best penalty kill in the league, 78.9%. Now, as the Storm's penalty kill has not been the best, they do lead the league in shorthanded goals with 11. Pogansky had one last week against Sioux City as Hurley comes in onside, centering pass, opportunity on the far side, taken away by Critch, and here's Lebowski. Lebowski up the far side wall, had the puck chipped off his stick, back into the Green Bay end. And the Gamblers have possession. 40 seconds gone by in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City, into the zone, Schmaltz. Left it back for Weiss. Up top, Hurley on the left point, goes to the right for Gross. Down to the right circle. And an opportunity, and a Weiss fanned on a shot. Critch got it and sent it all the way down. 1 minute gone by in the GNC penalty kill. Green Bay ahead 1-0 in the game. About 5 minutes into the second period. Gamblers with possession on the near side. Move forward by Law into the zone. Sent in deep. Back to Poganski. Up the wall, all the way down. Palisano in deep to chase against Hackett. Hackett moves it to the far side. And it's Jake Linhart. Over to the center for Law. Collision at the blue line. Law gets into the zone. Centers it for Linhart. A shot. Deflection. Save made by Levine. Whistle finally comes as Levine was on top of the puck, pushing and shoving in front. And the whistle blows. 29 seconds left on the penalty to Jalen Schultz for a tripping call. Tri-City trailing 1-0 to the Green Bay Gamblers here on the Breeze in the second period, which is presented by Papa John's Pizza. Face off to the left of Levine. Storm still on the GNC penalty kill. 29 seconds left in that penalty to Schultz. Face off to the right of Levine. And it's won by the Storm. Sent up top, but kept in. Hutton had possession, couldn't clear. And a nice keep in by Walsh at the left point. Hutton battling again, wins the battle. And it's out of the zone. Eastman's got a chance with it. Eastman will just stop and send it in offside. Ryan McMurphy was ahead of the blue line when he got the puck from Eastman. And a stoppage in neutral ice. We'll have a face-off. 8-9 seconds remaining to the penalty to Schultz. The GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. 14:32 to go in the second period. Green Bay has a 1-0 lead. Jake Linhart with the goal for the Gamblers. Face-off is won by Green Bay. Final seconds of their man advantage. On the near side in neutral ice, Gates sends it in deep. Down low. Stoik had a piece of it. Picked up by Critch. Got it out of the zone. Freitag off the bench. Trying to play it. Put back in deep by Permal. Now on the far side, it's Critch. Critch forward to McMurphy. McMurphy on the far side. Kicked off of Freitag's skate. Back to Green Bay. And Stoik has it into the zone. Gates winds up. Shot save made by Levine with the glove. Good save by Aiden Levine. No traffic in front. And we now get a chance for a stoppage here. Green Bay is out shooting Tri-City here in this second period by a total here of 7-0. Tri-City has not had a shot on goal just yet. As they started the period, killing a penalty, had to kill another penalty, and have allowed a goal in this period as well. Papa John's Pizza in Kearney is now locally owned. You can place your carryout or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the Kearney location at 308-236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. So 1-0 game in favor of Green Bay. The Gamblers definitely come out and have controlled play here in the second. Face-off will be in the Storm end. We're at even strength. Green Bay with the 1-0 lead on the goal by defenseman Jake Linhart. Cody Milan on the draw for Tri-City here. And it's scrum four. One in by Green Bay. Puck is centered and a chance for Best with a shot that went wide. Good opportunity for Drew Best. Went wide in the net. Now down low for Green Bay. Soroki had it. Now it's deflected up and out of the zone. Opportunity there came for Kevin Irwin, and it's sent all the way down for Hackett. Green Bay with it. It's deflected in deep by the Gamblers. And Critch leaves it for Gardner on the far side. Freitag couldn't get it out, I should say. Down low, a shot missed the net wide by Irwin. And Gomez on the near side sent it to the top, and out of the zone it goes. Storm player falling down was Valisano, but he gets a turnover and a rush here with Gomez. Gomez into the zone. Gomez looking for the center, couldn't get a shot off. Puck skips to the top, kept in by Critch. Got Freitag with a shot. Blocked in front by Best. Rebound on the far side out of the zone. Critch will send it right back in for the Storm, who are offside, had a tag up, and it's taken by Gross and sent into the Storm end. Critch with it in the near corner. Sent it to the far side, and it's turned over to Green Bay. Down low, Schmaltz takes a hit from Critch. Now on the far side, kept in by Green Bay, and Hurley swept it behind the net. Gardner, first man there, tried to play it past Schmaltz, but couldn't. Now Schmaltz takes a hit from Critch, but keeps the puck. Schmaltz in the near side corner. Moving with it, Gardner shoves him into the wall. Loose puck taken by Valisano. On the near side, Gomez. Gomez into the zone. Couldn't get the puck in onside. Now a loose puck storm. Don't know where it is. Gardner's trying to fight somebody. And the puck was in on Levine, and now Levine covers up. We had a rush the other way for Green Bay there. And the opportunity for Dawson Cook. And you got Donovan Gardner, who's not even paying attention to the play. Gardner's in his own zone trying to ask someone to fight when the puck's moving in on his own net. And so not the opportune time to try to drop the gloves. I know Gardner's trying to be physical, but you got to look at where the puck is. And right there, it was an opportunity for Green Bay. Levine able to keep it out, but Tri-City got to be aware and alert of what's going on here. Trailing 1-0, 12 minutes to go in the second. Quick shot off the draw. Hit Kevin Kerr in front of the net, and he goes down. And he's limping, trying to get off the ice. He's just skating on one skate. Green Bay able to dump it back in. Kevin Kerr still battling here on the near side. Opportunity for Green Bay now. Kerr still trying to stay with his man. And Green Bay cycling to the far side. Law. Send it back in deep. Berger with it. Down low, trying to control possession. But Green Bay continues on the far side. Schultz took his man off the puck, got it forward to Lebowski. Lebowski trying to get his speed on the far side with a shot. Save made by Hackett. Rebound down low, taken by Evan Tyranese. And here's Green Bay. Opportunity on the far side. Tyranese in the zone. Right circle, pass deflected to the top. Kept in by Sullivan with a shot. Scooped up by Levine with the glove, and he hangs on. Shot came there from Colin Sullivan. Levine makes the stop and hung on. And Kevin Kerr, now back on his bench. Kerr seems to be okay, gets a new stick. Cody Milan has a cut that's being attended to on the Storm bench. Matt Stern trying to take a look at what Milan has going on. Is Green Bay able to win the draw and control the puck in the far side of the Storm end? 11 minutes to go in the second. 1-0 Gamblers in the lead. Green Bay with it down low behind Levine. Up top on the near side. Permal near side is stolen away. Cross ice pass. Sullivan out to neutral ice. He sends it back in. Now Levine leaves it for Fritz. Daniel Fritz now on the far side. McMurphy to neutral ice. Ryan McMurphy's got speed into the zone. McMurphy to the center. Had it chipped off his stick. Will Guerin had possession for a second. And now the puck pops out of play. And Eastman and Sullivan pushing and shoving after the whistle. Eastman and Sullivan, a shoving match on the far side wall. And they'll both probably get whistled here for a delay of game. Kyle Eastman, a little physicality there, trying to get his team pumped up. Eastman and Sullivan to the box. Assume we'll stay 5-on-5. 10:33 to go in the second period. Tri-City trailing 1-0 to the Green Bay Gamblers here on the Breeze. Faceoff is in the Green Bay end as the puck went out of play. Valisano will take the draw for Tri-City against Drew Best of Green Bay. Faceoff won by the Gamblers. They have possession on the near side. Over to Walsh. Walsh on the far side. Gross turned it over to Critch. Back to Gross, who tried to shoot in. Bouncing puck. Somehow Green Bay stayed onside, and a shot there from Soroki that went over the net. Can't believe Green Bay was able to stay onside with that bouncing puck. But now here's Tri-City with a 3-on-2. And into the zone came Wallen, taking off the puck, though. And the Gamblers have it. Far side. Opportunity here. Soroki in the zone. Soroki in the near side corner. Got a hit from Gardner. Puck's loose on the far side now. Wallen took a hit. Left it for Valisano. Valisano tried to get past Best, but he couldn't. And it's taken back by Robert for Green Bay. Halfway through the second. 1-0 lead for the Green Bay Gamblers. They sent it all the way into the Storm end. Icing waved off as Irwin won the race to the puck. Now on the near side, it's picked up and centered, but it's intercepted by Critch, who sends it over to the near side. Bouncing puck is brought in by Wilkie. Wilkie without much speed, but got it to Valisano. Left it back for Wallen. Had a pass deflected towards the Green Bay net. Wallen gets it back. Tried to get it to Wilkie, but it was turned over. And here's Green Bay. Irwin with a big hit from Schultz. Schultz stopped him, but now Irwin has it back. Backhand shot deflected wide by a Storm player in front. And now Green Bay with it on the near side. Soroki back to Irwin on the near side half wall. Shot deflected wide of the net. Off the back of the netting. Picked up behind the net by Kevin Kerr. Great to see Kerr back on the ice after blocking a shot and limping around for a bit as it's Wallen past the red line. Storm moved in onside as Milan had on the far side. Gomez in the center of the slot. Gomez can't get a shot off, and he's sealed off on the far side. Pucks battled for on the far side half wall in the Green Bay end and won by the Gamblers. Linhart sent it around the far side out of the zone. Kevin Kerr had it back, lost it, turned it over. Here's Schmaltz to the net. Save Levine. Schmaltz with a break to the net, and Levine made the stop, staying in position and denying Schmaltz. Leading scorer for Green Bay, Nick Schmaltz, with a golden opportunity, and Hayden Levine comes up with the save. Levine didn't get psyched out on the play, stayed in position, kept his body in position, and a backhand move there from Schmaltz, and Levine smothered up the loose puck in front. 8:22 to go here in the second. Green Bay leading 1-0 on the breeze as the Gamblers win the faceoff and keep the puck in the Storm. An opportunity in front of the net again, taken away by the Storm. Berger banked it off the wall in front of the Green Bay bench, and now a puck deflects off the skate of Green Bay skater Matt Weiss back into the Gamblers' end. And Sullivan retreats, loses it to Lebowski. Lebowski to the front, trying to find Poganski for a shot, taken away. And here comes Green Bay the other way. Opportunity for Law to the center. And it went wide on an opportunity from Green Bay. Now the other side, it goes in deep. Daniel Fritz has it. Fritz turned it over down to Law. Law, centering pass deflected out of the zone by Tri-City. Puck will go all the way down to Green Bay end. No icing on the Storm. 7.5 to go in the Papa John's second period. Nice job by the affiliate player, and it's a nice job there by Will Guerin to get a turnover over to Eastman, and it draws a penalty. Delayed whistle coming. Storm have it. It's McMurphy on the far side. McMurphy able to hold on to Critch. Fires. Deflection wide of the net. Rebound kept in by Gardner. Gardner lost it, though, and it's touched up by Green Bay. Storm headed back to the Century 21 power play for the second time tonight. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to a new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. So a 1-0 lead for Green Bay. 7:10 to go in the second. 2 minutes on the board have been whistled to Green Bay's Alex Robert, the defenseman. Tri-City with a Century 21 power play, but the faceoff was won by Green Bay and sent all the way down on to Hayden Levine, who will leave it for Kevin Kerr. Kerr brings it forward. Got it on the near side, Gomez. Gomez into the zone. Lost possession, sent all the way down. Easy send from Walsh, and Levine has it back on his stick, and Kevin Kerr once more. 30 seconds into the Century 21 power play, Kerr gets past the red line, shoots in deep, wrapped around the wall. Balasano down low, Wallen wrapped it to the near side, and Critch has to come in and play it there. Keeps it to Gomez. Down low, Balasano had it roll off his stick, played by Walsh up the wall, and it's sent all the way down again. Loose puck now in the Storm end, and Critch possesses it. 50 seconds into the Storm power play. It's Berger into the zone, sent in deep, wrapped around the wall. Poganski coming on to try to play it. In the corner, sent forward by Green Bay, kept in by Lebowski. To the center for Wilkie. Wilkie on the right point. Lebowski now with a shot. Deflected wide of the net. Opportunity in front there for Poganski. Berger keeping it into the corner for Poganski. Poganski had it taken away, and it's sent out of the zone by Green Bay. Deflected out. Levine settles it down. Lebowski has it for Tri-City. Storm with five forwards on the ice. 35 more seconds to go in the Century 21 power play. Lebowski shoots in deep. Goes behind the Green Bay net. Picked up first by the Gamblers, but now a loose puck. Berger trying to get it in the corner. Squirts out for Milan. Milan with a centering pass. Wilkie shoots. Save made. Rebound. Lusberger gets it back to Lebowski at the right point. Wilkie with another shot. Deflected up and out of play. And the puck almost hit Stormy there. Not sure if Stormy saw that, but it deflected up and over the netting and into the crowd here at the Viero Event Center. 5:24 to go in the second. 15 seconds left in the penalty to Green Bay's Alex Robert. And Tri-City has 15 more seconds on that Century 21 power play, trailing 1-0 to Green Bay here as we move into the latter stages of the second period on the Breeze. Face off to the right of the Green Bay net. It's one back, but taken by Green Bay, and Ryan Law will shoot it around the wall. Back to the far side of the Storm end. Final seconds ticking in the power play. McMurphy the near side. Garin. Will Garin with some presence here into the zone. As we're back to even strength, Garin got taken down. No call coming. He got hit in the head by Eastman. And now the puck's played out of play by Green Bay. So faceoff will stay back in the Gambler's end. There's 5 minutes remaining in the second period. And Kyle Eastman of the Storm trying to argue that Will Garin was taken down there. Trying to argue for a penalty, not going to get anything out of it. But the Storm, couple opportunities there, but no sustained opportunities on the power play. Good looks for Wilkie at the point. Poganski trying to do his best as a presence in front of the net. Shots on goal now. Storm leading 18-17 here in the second period as Green Bay has a 1-0 lead, the only goal of the game. Jake Linhart unassisted at 2 minutes and 2 seconds of this period for Linhart and Green Bay. Not a big score. Linhart's only his second goal of the game of the season. And Tri-City trails 1-0. Storm, although they haven't taken too many penalties, have taken two and have not allowed Green Bay to score on the power play. Both teams 0-for-2 on the man advantage. Hayden Levine, 16 saves on 17 shots. Cam Hackett for Green Bay is perfect. The one chance, if you're a Storm fan, that you look back to late in the first period, Dan Lebowski with an open net, couldn't capitalize, had an opportunity. I shouldn't say had all day because defense closing in on him, but Dan Lebowski was in deep with an open net and clanged it off the left post. That was the Storm's best chance, and they trail 1-0 off the faceoff. Garin with a shot and a save made by Hackett. Nice job by the Storm to win the faceoff, get it right to Will Garin, who on the backhand tries a shot and a save made by Hackett. Garin playing in his first USHL game for the Storm, playing on a line with Eastman and McMurphy. He's a Mound, Minnesota native, played at Holy Family High School this season. He's committed to UConn. And off this faceoff in the Green Bay end, it's won by the Gamblers and sent all the way down for an icing on Green Bay. 4:50 to go in the second period. Tri-City trailing 1-0 to Green Bay, but another offensive faceoff for the Storm in front of the netminder, Cam Hackett. Faceoff is to the right of Hackett now, as Berger will take it for Tri-City against Matt Weiss. Faceoff is scrum form. Poganski has control in the far side corner. Down low, Lebowski tried to play to Berger. Nice job by Berger getting it back to Lebowski. Wraparound chance, save made by Hackett. And Law has it now. Played it to the far side. Poganski kept it in for a second. It's batted to the top, kept in by Critch. Critch got shoved down, but it was played over to Berger, who got sealed off. Now Gardner couldn't find it in neutral ice, and it's Weiss to the center for a trailer and a save by Levine. Big opportunity there for Green Bay, and Jordan Gross, the defenseman, who got into the play, took a pass, and took a nice wrist shot, went glove side on Levine and Hayden Levine. Another big stop for Tri-City. Weiss sent it right on the stick of that defenseman there, Jordan Gross, and Levine comes up with a glove save. Very nice by Hayden Levine. 1-0 game in favor of Green Bay here at the Viero Event Center. 4:20 to go. Green Bay wins the faceoff. Schmaltz behind the net. Played it to the far side. Turned over to Tri-City. Here's Wallen. Wallen over to Wilkie. Wilkie passed the red line. Couldn't do anything with it. Was stopped And now it's back to Green Bay and in the zone, taken back by Tri-City. Wallen, backhand pass, had it forward for Valenzano. Got a deflection on it, but couldn't get possession deep in the Green Bay end. Now Sullivan on the far side. Worked into the wall. Schmaltz didn't find it in his skates. Put back in deep. Picked up by Wallen. Got poked off his stick, and now Schmaltz has it on the far side for Green Bay. In a neutral ice, past the red line. Schmaltz into the zone. Schmaltz looking, just sends it in deep. And a loose puck behind the Storm net. Schmaltz picks it up. Schmaltz to the center. Shot, save Levine. Another chance, knocked away by Wilkie to the far side. Wilkie's got possession with some space, but then turned it over to Schmaltz, who has it on the near side. Schmaltz had Kevin Kerr on him, but he got away, and now on the left circle. Down low, on the goal line, a shot save made by Levine. Rebound loose, played by Green Bay. Schmaltz to the center, another shot, and another save by Levine. That shot came from Connor Hurley, and now the puck's loose in the near side. Kevin Kerr with it for Tri-City, banks it off the wall, but kept in by the glove of Permal. And now Green Bay with it, another shot, and a save by Levine. Couple opportunities from Green Bay, and Hayden Levine up to the task. His best sequence that we've seen from Levine in a while here. Getting confidence with the Storm trailing 1-0 under 3 minutes to go in the second. But a couple really nice stops by Levine against the Green Bay top line there. He was going against some really good players in Matt Weiss, Connor Hurley, and Nick Schmaltz. And Levine made some nice stops there. Now we get a stoppage here as Cody Milan has to get off the ice. I think Milan's cut has opened up and he might be bleeding here. Milan had a cut before, and now Matt Stern is going to take a look as I believe he's bleeding. The official sent him right out of the faceoff circle. And now the Storm get tossed from the draw, and Matt Freitag is going to come in to take it. Won by Green Bay. Gamblers with it, and they lose it out of the zone. Linhart couldn't control it at the line. Has to go back to neutral ice. Now it's Irwin. Past the red line. Sent it to the far side corner of the Storm end. Daniel Fritz, first man there for Tri-City. Around the near side, Gomez. Little pass over to McMurphy. He got it to neutral ice. Turned it over to Green Bay to Walsh. And it's deflected back in the Tri-City end. Grant Hutton now on the near side. Got it to Gomez. Gomez made one move. Almost lost the puck, but kept control. Gomez now on the near side. Takes a hit from Walsh, still with it. Gomez leaves it back to Hutton. And now it's Fritz on the far side, got it into the zone. Sent in deep. Linhart behind the net to Walsh, around the near side. Storm making a change, so nobody there to protect at the line. And Gardner sent it to Critch on the far side. Freitag will shoot it into the zone. Puck into the near side corner of the Green Bay end. Moved around the near side wall. Gardner this time is there to keep it in. Gomez into the corner, down low to Berger. Berger from the near side corner, lost the puck, trying to get it back. Gardner pinching in on the near side wall. Puck's moved into the corner once more, and Best for Green Bay had it back to Linhart. Lebosky all over Linhart, shoves him into the backboards. Up the wall, out of the zone. Icing would have been whistled, but Green Bay is going to win the race. Irwin into the far side corner. Gardner ties him up. Irwin trying to kick it to Soroki. Berger's on Soroki. Gardner still tying his man up. Irwin trying to motion to Soroki as he's going to kick it to him, and he got it free. Green Bay with an opportunity on the right circle now. It's down low for Weiss, turned it over to Lebosky. Lebosky now with a rush up the far side into the zone. Poganski. Poganski had Berger in front, but he wrapped the puck behind the net to the near side. Final minute of the period, 1-0 Green Bay. 1 minute left in the second. Green Bay with possession in deep behind their own net. Moved forward by Gross on the far side to Weiss at center. Weiss into the zone on the far side. Left it for Tyrannese. Left it down low. And an opportunity in front taken away. Here come the Storm. It's Wilkie with a 2-on-2. We got Freitag. Wilkie into the zone. Wilkie to the center. He shoots and scores! Chris Wilkie ties the game with 30 seconds to go in the second period. And it looks like Matthew Freitag will have his first USHL point on the assist. Wilkie's 16th goal of the season ties it at 1. May have been deflected off Wilkie's stick, and that could have caused a change in direction that confused Hackett. Wilkie brought the puck into the zone, And it did. It deflected right off the stick of Jordan Gross, the Green Bay defenseman. And that, the change in direction, caused Hackett to lose sight of it. And into the back of the net it went. Chris Wilkie, big goal for Tri-City, ties it at one. Storm win the faceoff. It's sent on the far side of the Green Bay end. Kept in by Will Guerin. Nice job by Guerin. Now Eastman had a chance at it, but now it's back down low for Green Bay. Sent it forward into the zone. Cook got it in deep. 10 seconds left in the second period. Opportunity for Green Bay. Schmaltz to the center. Save Levine. Kerr put it in the corner. Hurley behind the net. Opportunity with 2 seconds left for Cook. Back to Hurley, and the clock runs out in the second period. Each team scores one goal. Jake Linhart first for Green Bay. 2 minutes into the period, Chris Wilkie for Tri-City ties the game at one and gives the Storm new life, headed to the third period with an even score. We'll be back to recap the second period next on The Breeze, and we'll have your third period coming up shortly here from the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm Hockey returns next.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Real Country's coming with Alan Jackson. Friday night, May 2nd, the Viero Event Center in Kearney. It's all right to be a little bitty. The voice of 35 number one hits.
It's 5 o'clock.
Alan Jackson.
Reserve seats are on sale now. Online at kearneyevents.com or by phone at 308-338-8011.
Get more at alanjackson.com.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Hey, Nebraska, this is Jeff from Big O Tires to tell you flat out, we will beat any price on four new tires. At Big O, we have sets of four. Passenger tires starting as low as $140. And light truck tires start at just $240 for a set. Shop Walmart or Graham's, then come to Big O for the absolute lowest tire prices in town, period. It's our commitment to you. We will not be beat on price. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm trying to play spoiler tonight. Tied 1-1 with the Green Bay Gamblers at the Viero Event Center. And a game that has been not a lot of scoring. And the Storm really had been held off the board all the way up until the last 30 seconds of the second period. Chris Wilkie gets the goal from Matt Freitag. And Jim Holton's been preaching to Chris Wilkie all season, Wilkes, just shoot the puck when you're open. And that time, He took a shot that got deflected off a stick of Jordan Gross, the Green Bay defenseman, and went past the netminder, Cam Hackett, tying the game at one, giving Wilkie his 16th goal of the year in his 51st game of the season, and more importantly, giving the Storm a 1-1 tie headed to the third and final period. Back inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Well, Green Bay started out the second period with a power play, unable to capitalize. However, they scored just minutes later. Jake Linhart, the defenseman, scored his second goal of the season 2 minutes and 2 seconds into the period. Had the puck on the far side wall and snuck one under Levine's right pad for the Green Bay's first goal of the game. Gave the Gamblers the lead 1-0. And the Gamblers had the momentum after that goal, and then had another power play after a Jalen Schultz tripping penalty to Tri-City. Storm able to kill that off, and Tri-City had a power play later in the period, couldn't do much with it, and it looked like a 1-0 game for Green Bay to head into the third, but Wilkie gets that goal to tie it at one. And we have an even game headed to the third. Green Bay outshot the Storm 15-7 in the second period. So you see the tie definitely turned. Storm had the better of the play in the first, but no score. Green Bay had the better play in the second. Each team got one goal. Gamblers outshooting the Storm 23-21 through two periods. Hayden Levine has made 22 saves on 23 shots. And Cam Hackett has made 20 saves on 21 shots. Got 20 minutes left in this game, and for the most part, teams have stayed out of the box and kept each other off the board. Should be a good third period coming up, and if the Storm can continue to keep things even on the ice, they're going to have a shot to win this one here against the Green Bay Gambler team that needs points down the stretch in a playoff race. That's your Sadler Implement period recap. Sadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Take a break here on The Breeze. Return with the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto next.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the Bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. Get to know your Bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Green Bay Gamblers tied 1-1 here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. And before we get you to the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard, we'd like to keep you updated with what's going on around the USHL and in the college hockey landscape. And the Storm have a heavy influence in the Big Ten. with Kenny Brooks playing for Penn State. Last night, Penn State with a double overtime thrilling win to knock out the University of Michigan in the first ever Big Ten tournament conference game. Double overtime. Penn State only had three conference wins all season. Huge upset to beat Michigan. Then today, Penn State gave Wisconsin a run for their money, but fell 2-1. Kenny Brooks, though, did have an assist in that game. Wisconsin's moving to the Big Ten final tomorrow. In the other game, Ohio State is holding on to a lead with Minnesota. 2-1 game in a battle of former Storm netminders. Christian Fry is in net for Ohio State. Adam Wilcox is in net for Minnesota, and Ohio State has that 2-1 lead right now. And other games going on around college hockey. It's UNH, who features Dylan Maller, former Storm player, against the Providence College Friars, who have former Storm player in the lineup as well, Trevor Mangoya. That game, UNH has a 3-1 lead. And I'd like to keep you updated on the college hockey. Earlier today, Michael Vecchione scored a goal for Union. They are moving on in the ECAC to the finals. Union will play in the finals against either Quinnipiac or Colgate tomorrow. So let's get to the USHL out-of-town scoreboard. Youngstown defeated Team USA earlier in the game, earlier in the day, 7-3. Indiana defeated Muskegon 5-0. Sioux Falls has opened up a 7-0 lead on Sioux City. It is a huge lead for the Sioux Falls Stampede. Stampede scored 5 consecutive goals in the second period. Christian Horn had a goal. C.J. Franklin had 2 as well. It's a 7-0 lead on Sioux City. Kyle Hayton got the start. He's been very good for the Musketeers. Allowed 5 of the goals. Colin Olson is now in for the Musketeers. And 7-0 Sioux Falls lead in a battle for third place in the Western Conference. Lincoln has opened up a 5-3 lead on the Des Moines Buccaneers. Lincoln Stars at home tonight at the Icebox, and they've got a bunch of different goals, goal scores, I should say. 7:03 to go in the game in the third period. Lincoln with now a 6-3 lead as they have goals from Keegan Ward, Zach Fry, David Paratino, Tom Marchand, John Simon, and Jared Bethune. Des Moines has goals from Michael Marnell, Jack Jenkins, and Corey Schuneman. Fargo has opened up a 2-1 lead on the Waterloo Blackhawks right now. 7 minutes to go in the game in Waterloo. And Fargo, playing the role of spoiler, 2 weeks ago, got a win over the Gamblers. 3 weeks ago, swept the Storm. Now, with a 2-1 lead over Waterloo, 2:41 to go in the third. Timu Kivilame and Tyler Hines with goals. Hines, we saw him here a few weeks ago at the Viero Event Center. He just seems to be working so hard right now. Fargo in last place in the USHL's Western Conference, and the Storm will see the force for 2 games next week, as Hines is going to be somebody we talk about a lot because he makes things go offensively for the Force. They have a 2-1 lead over the Waterloo Blackhawks with just 2:41 to go in the third period. Omaha with a 2-1 lead on the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders in Cedar Rapids with 15 minutes to go in the game. And Dubuque leads 2-0 over Chicago after 2 periods. So again, no points that Chicago has right now as they're down. Muskegon has lost. So Green Bay has an opportunity here with a win to take over the lead in that race for the fourth and final playoff spot. Goals for Dubuque against Chicago, Brett Bowing and Max McHugh. So 1-1 game headed to the third period. Before we get there, want to remind you fans about our Valentino's Tuesday trivia question of the week. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery, we've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like. Every Tuesday, Tri-City Storm fans log on to our Facebook page for the trivia question of the week, comment with the correct answer, and you could win a free buffet from Valentino's. It's every Tuesday afternoon. We'll have that for you on the Facebook page of the Tri-City Storm. We have a 1-1 game between the Storm and the Green Bay Gamblers. 20 minutes left to go in this one, and we'll have the Big O Tires third period coming up next here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Sadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
For three generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Third period about to get underway. Tri-City Storm and Green Bay Gamblers here at the Fierro Event Center. Storm and Gamblers tied 1-1 as we head to the third period. Green Bay out of the ice. They'll go from left to right on your radio dial. Tri-City Storm will go from right to left for this third period. Hayden Levine leading his team out of the tunnel, trying to will their way to a win. Had a 1-0 deficit late in the second. Chris Wilkie got the goal to tie things up at one. We've got an even game headed to the third. See if Jim Holton can get his boys going and stop what has been a losing streak. Both teams in this game have not done much on the power play, both 0-2, and we'll see how this third period goes. Penalties could become a factor if the game gets close late. So, face-off, we'll start this one. Storm start out with their top line to go right against Green Bay's top line for the third period. Tri-City to start this third, lose the face-off, and it's deflected in deep to the Storm. And bouncing puck took a weird bounce on Levine. He had to swipe it out of the way with his stick. Tri-City to neutralize. Toganski chipped it up with his stick over a defenseman's head and goes in and gets it on the far side wall. Berger. Berger in the far side corner now. Over to Kerr at the right point. Kerr with a shot. Deflection. Save was made by Hackett, and it deflected over him. Now Green Bay had it. Loose puck on the far side after a big hit on the near side wall. And Kevin Curry able to get it back into the zone. Berger tried to pick it up but couldn't control it. And it's Green Bay with Connor Hurley who has the puck. Hurley on the near side and then neutral ice. Moved into Irwin. In onside. Far side Schmaltz. Picks it up and goes in deep. Gardner seals him off. Loose puck. Critch plays it around the near side corner for Freitag. Freitag back down to Critch, who ramped it around the far side wall, kept in by Hurley. Hurley on the far side for Green Bay. Irwin, now Schmaltz had it in his skates, sent out by Gardner. Green Bay with the puck at neutral ice. Moving on the far side now, deflected through center, into the storm end. Critch back to get it. Critch behind his net, moving forward. Banks it off the near side wall. Nice play from Freitag to Valisano, who's free. Leaves it for Wilkie, but it's deflected away. Valisano trying to make the extra pass instead of taking the shot on net. Trying to find Wilkie, who was sneaking in. Great play by Freitag. Now here's Green Bay the other way, and long with a shot, and a huge save by Levine. Another save on the rebound. Levine got it with the blocker on the far side, and now here comes Valisano the other way. Valisano into the zone to the center for Freitag. Freitag tried to get it back to Valisano, was broken up by Green Bay, and moved the other way with Best. Best into the zone. Far side. Green Bay with it. Pass deflected over the net to the near side now. And the Gamblers have it. Law. Back to Best with a shot. Save Levine. Rebound loose, but not out. Sullivan with it. Banked off the wall to the near center, and it deflected away. Tri-City's got it. Gomez. As McMurphy went down, Gomez brought it into the zone. Got past it, one man, sent it behind the net. McMurphy over to get it on the far side. Moved up the wall. Green Bay's got it right out of the zone. They've got to rush the other way. On the far side, it's moved down low by Cook. Cook on the far side, a shot to the center, deflected wide. Shot to the center. Gates never got all of it. And the Storm recover the puck. Kevin Kerr has time behind his own net. Moving in on 3 minutes inside the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City and Green Bay tied 1-1. At the red line now, Gomez sent it back to Jalen Schultz, who had a pass deflected to neutral ice right to Berger. Berger flipped it in deep, gloved down by Green Bay and sent the other way. Here comes Gates. Gates on the far side with a wrister as he entered the zone was blocked. Berger on a bouncing puck, corrals it, and Berger gets past the red line, sends it to the far side. Lebowski first man there. Nice play by Berger to get it to Lasky. Gardner with a shot that missed the net wide. On the near side, Berger on the rebound. Up top for Critch on the left point. Back to Berger on the circle. He shoots it wide of the net. Rebound down low for Gates and Green Bay. He sends it out. A rolling puck into the storm, and icing is whistled on the Gamblers. Tri-City. Couple good looks at the net early in the third. Tied 1-1. Storm and Gamblers. Good chance for Gardner there. Went just wide, and now the Storm have an offensive zone face-off. Gamblers can't change. It'll be Valisano against Dawson Cook on the draw to the left of Cam Hackett. Valisano trying to scrum off the draw, but he couldn't win it. Green Bay around the near side, and it's moved up the wall to the top of the zone, taken out by the Gamblers. Soroki into the zone, stopped by Critch, and an offside is whistled on the Gamblers. So Green Bay able to change now. 16-18 to go in the third. Big O Tires third period. Storm and Gamblers tied 1-1. Faceoff just outside the Tri-City end. Hurley against Berger. Berger wins it. Back to Jalen Schultz. Far side, Hutton. Grant Hutton, nice pass forward to Poganski, who chipped in deep. Picked up there by Linhart, who has the Green Bay goal in this game. And now it's moved forward for Hurley in neutral ice. In onside with Irwin. Hurley to the center. Far side. Loses an edge. And it's moved up by Hutton, but kept in by Schmaltz. Here's at the center now. Nice job by Hutton to sweep it off of Irwin's stick. Back out to neutral ice. Sent back in deep now by Green Bay. Hayden Levine behind the net. Uses his stick to move it to Poganski. Nice pass to the center. Here's Lebowski and Milan with a 2-on-2. Milan on the near side into the zone. Leaves it for Lebowski. Shoots. Oh, he just missed the net. Wide right. Good look from Lebowski from the outside. Now it's back in deep for Dan Lebowski. Puck scrum four on the far side corner. Milan worked it free, but it's taken back by the Gamblers. Up the near side wall, kept in by Kevin Kerr. Got it down low to Milan. Milan making some space for himself. Centering pass had his man Wallen on the far side, but it never got there. Deflected away by the Gamblers. Sent back in deep by Critch. Played down with the stick of the Green Bay netminder Cam Hackett, but turned over on the near side to Tri-City, and Milan has possession. Over to Will Guerin on the near side corner for Tri-City. Two-a-side battle. Green Bay getting a third man in there. 5 minutes into the Big O Tires third period. Tied 1-1. Green Bay with the puck and it's Best who's trying to send it into the storm end. Blocked by Critch, and it's Wallen who gets on his horse and sends it in deep to the Green Bay end. Played by the Gamblers again. It's Jordan Gross on the near side. Gross sends it up the near side wall, deflected into the Tri-City end. Loose puck in the near side corner, centered, and a chance for Law there. Couldn't get a shot off. Now McMurphy at the top of the zone, couldn't get it out. Kept in deep by Green Bay. Down low, Kevin Kerr in the far side corner. Left it off for Critch. Critch on the far side, holding with the puck. Got two Green Bay players there, but got it forward to Eastman. Eastman kicked it to McMurphy. McMurphy in a neutral ice. Got to the red line, couldn't get it in deep. As he swiped at the puck, but he missed on the dump-in attempt. And now it's moved back into the Tri-City end. Kevin Kerr with it. 6 minutes into the third. 1-1 the score at the Viero Event Center. Gomez to the center. Garrett Gomez with the puck for Tri-City. Now a neutral ice. Got past the red line. Flipped it in, but it was gloved down. Didn't go deep. Green Bay able to take it the other way as Permal started it forward. Pucks popped into the air. Gomez gloved it down that time and neutralized. Couldn't get it past Permal again, and Green Bay sends it in deep to the storm end. Fritz back to get it. Daniel Fritz got it around the near side, turned over to Soroki. Soroki with a shot. Levine with a save. Rebound loose, taken by Valisano. Up the near side wall, Gomez can't get it out. Runs into his man, Sullivan, and Schultz takes it. Jalen Schultz moving it forward. Backhanded it forward. Valisano. Valisano in deep. Valisano on the far side. Behind the net. Valisano to the near side now. Still with the puck. Looking for something. Valisano left for Wilkie on the near side. Wilkie from the corner on the goal line. Wilkie behind the net. Wilkie moving and twisting and turning. Still on the near side. Wilkie leaves it back down low now for Valisano in the near side corner. 7 minutes into the third period. 13 to go. 1-1 the score. Freitag working behind the net, bounces off the net to a Green Bay player. Now the Gamblers have it, and it's Soroki. Past the red line. Fritz stops him before he can enter the zone, and now it's sent in deep by Gates on the near side. Played back by Schultz as it's moved by Fritz to the far side. Wilkie. Wilkie has possession of the puck, slowing things down a bit. Schultz pulls it on the far side for Fritz. Fritz up the wall into this Green Bay end. And now the Gamblers have it in their own zone. Moving on the far side now. Over to Anthony Walsh. Walsh has it on the near side for Linhart, his partner. Linhart sends it back into the storm into the far side at Schmaltz. Schmaltz behind the net. Got his man there who shoved into the wall. Nice job by Tri-City. And now a loose puck on the near side. Gardner sealed off his man. Popped into the air. Stoik shoved by Gardner. Move with a hand pass. Gardner wrestling his man down. Got to be careful. Don't want to be called for anything. Schmaltz has it back. Schmaltz on the near side corner. Trying to go give and go with Stoik. Berger got in there. Gardner back into the corner. Shoves another man in the corner. Gardner working with it. On the near side. O'Neill is on Gardner. Puck scrum for in the storm end. Green Bay's got it. Schmaltz. Schmaltz behind the net. Looking to the center. Still with it on his stick on the far side. Trying to get past Hutton. Schmaltz sends it down low to Stoik. Stoik with Gardner on him. Gardner bodying a bigger man there. But it's back to Schmaltz on the near side. Send it up top. A shot. Missed the net wide. Rebound loose. And with through the crease. Just went wide again. Couple chances for Green Bay. Lebowski got it out to neutral ice. Sent right back in by Green Bay on the far side. O'Neill. O'Neill got knocked off the puck by Hutton. Trying to get it back in the corner. Sent up top to the left point. Gamblers with it. Opportunity. Missed wide of the net there as Walsh had a shot. Loose puck on the near side now. Is taken by McMurphy. Storm need a change here. But Green Bay shoots it right back in. Levine sticks it down, and it's Hutton that has it. Hutton on the near side turns it over to Best. Best with a shot. Levine makes the save on the far side. Gross. Gross with it now. Another shot. Levine makes a save. Another rebound for Best. But Best behind the net took a hit. On the near side, Law lost an edge. Law is down. Eastman trying to work the puck free. Eastman up the near side wall, turned it over to Best. Law had it go under his stick. Kevin Kerr trying to battle him behind the net. And now worked on the far side. Green Bay with an unbelievable shift here. Best over the far side, a shot missed the net high. Rebound up top and it can't be kept in by Robert. Here's Gomez with a rush the other way. Gomez will hold things, take a backhand shot that missed over the net, and now Green Bay had it, and it's kept in the zone by Valisano at the top of the right side. Now it's back down the wall, and it's played off the wall and out by Green Bay, and it's Jalen Schultz with it. Halfway through the Big O Tires third period. 1-1 the score of the Viero Event Center. Valisano into Freitag. Freitag trying to get past his man, but he couldn't. Loose puck is kept in for a second. Freitag working with Wilkie. Came out of the zone. Now back towards the Storm man, Jason Critch. Critch with it. 9.5 to go in the game. Tied at 1. On the far side, Jalen Schultz for Tri-City. Spent a lot of the last couple minutes in their own zone, but Hayden Levine's made some good stops, and it's still 1-1. Valisano on the far side and a neutral ice. Got it forward. Freitag into the zone. Lost possession. Gets it back. Freitag tried to throw it at the net. He got hit, and now it's taken by Green Bay. Gamblers with it. Pucks into the Storm end on the far side. Centering pass. Deflected to the near side now. Wilkie got a piece of a loose puck. Now Freitag sent it forward for Milan. Too far in front of him. And it's taken back by Green Bay. Back into the Storm end. Schultz, first man of the puck. Banked it to Gardner on the near side. Gardner got it forward. Wallen. Nice play to get it out of the zone. Milan trying to get forward and get past Sullivan. He did, but the puck's taken by Permal. Permal, defenseman for Green Bay, got it forward. And it's at the top of the zone. Out of the zone. Gardner without a stick. And here's Green Bay with an opportunity. Soroki trying to get use a power move to the net. And it went close to the net, but never went in there. It bounced in front. Now it bounces off a Green Bay skate into the Gamblers' end. Wallen trying to get possession on the near side. Wallen working. Loose puck. Put to the far side now. Garen going to go over try to play it for Tri-City. Hit Sullivan, the defenseman for Green Bay. And it's played now by Permal behind the net. Permal on the far side. Got it out of the zone. Right to Kevin Kerr, who sends it back in. Storm needs some offensive pressure here. Haven't had many chances in the third. Here's Lebowski, who took a hit. Got it to Poganski. Takes a shot. Save made by Hackett. Storm have, I believe, that might be their first shot of the third period for Tri-City. Poganski turned and fired from the corner, and we get a stoppage here in the Big O Tires third period, tied 1-1 between Tri-City and Green Bay. If you're not buying your tires at Big O, you're just flat out paying too much. It's a bold statement, but it's one that Big O stands behind. These guys will set you up with the best deal in town, guaranteed. So stop paying too much and get over to Big O Tires today in Kearney and Grand Island. 1-1 the score. Good game here in the third between the Storm and the Green Bay Gamblers. They'll do it all over tomorrow night. Game starts at 7:05. We'll have the pregame show for you here on the Breeze 94.5 FM presented by Viero Wireless at 6:45. Shots on goal now overall 31-22 in favor of Green Bay, 8-1 in the third period. We had about 8 minutes there, just short of 8 minutes without a stoppage in play here at the Viero Event Center, and we're down to 7:58 to go in the third. 1-1 the score. Face off in the Green Bay end to the right of Hackett. Won by the Gamblers, banked off the wall, all the way down. This should be icing on Green Bay, and it is. So we'll do that face-off all over again. And after almost 8 minutes without a stop, now we see about 5 seconds, and we get a stoppage right away. Face-off again in the Green Bay end to the right of Hackett. Berger will take the draw against Schmaltz. And scrum form won by Green Bay. Poganski, though, takes it away with the glove, intercepts the pass. Down low to Berger in the far side corner. Wrapped around by Lebowski to the top for Schultz. Keeps it in on the right point. Now Krejci on the left. Took a shot that was deflected wide of the net by Schmaltz. And a loose puck in the far side. Lebowski trying to get it back. Couldn't do it. Now Berger gets an interception. Berger in deep. Got it forward. Schultz with a lot of room. He shoots. It was blocked in front. Poganski trying to be the screen in front, but I believe he blocked it. Now Poganski on the backboards was taken off the puck, and Green Bay has possession. Gamblers with it on the far side. Irwin got it to the center, Hurley. Tried to pass to Schmaltz, knocked away. Berger got it forward to Eastman. Eastman neutralized, got stopped, but got it into the zone. Nice work by Eastman. Getting it in deep, Storm finished a change. Moved by Green Bay. Deflected by McMurphy to the top. Sent back into the Storm end. Icing waved off. Fritz going back to get it. Under 7 minutes to go in the Big O Tires third period. 1-1 the score. And Storm almost had a costly turnover in their own zone. But now we're back to neutral ice as McMurphy had a nice play to control it. Now it's Kevin Kerr into the zone. Nice little move. Kerr holding. Sent it in deep. Wrapped around the far side for McMurphy. And the far side, Eastman. Eastman got shoved, but he got the puck. And now it's moved up the wall. And Eastman still fighting for it. Got it down low, Gomez. Gomez from the far side corner now, behind the net. Gomez in front. Got it knocked off his stick. Loose puck is aired out up in the air. Kevin Kerr batted it down with a glove. Storm can't touch it up. Green Bay does. And now it's Stoik with a rush. Stoik on the far side into the zone. Moving to the front of the net. Shot it wide. Now O'Neill on the near side. Back down low to Stoik. Centering pass knocked away to the top of the zone and back out to neutralize Sullivan. Has to recover for Green Bay. Stoik got it at the red line and sent it in deep once more. Kevin Kerr around the near side. Freitag on the near side half wall. Got it forward. Valisano into the zone. Valisano with a rush to the puck. Slashed his Green Bay stick out of the guy's hand. Storm with a lucky the no call there. And now Green Bay end up with possession in neutral ice. And Stoik at the end of a shift sends it in deep. 5.5 to go. Big O Tires third period. 1-1 the score between the Storm and the Gamblers. Grant Hutton now behind his own net. Far side. Got it to Donovan Gardner. Gardner over to Valisano. Past the red line. Deflected in by Green Bay. Back in deep. Wilkie in deep trying to get a turnover here as Permal has it for the Gamblers. And now we reach the Diamond Vogel Final Five here at the Vieira Event Center. Tri-City Storm and Green Bay Gamblers are tied at one. Storm with possession. Pogansky on the far side has a rush for Berger. Berger trying to get past Tyrannese on the far side of the Green Bay end. Try to move, but lost the puck. And now here comes Green Bay the other way. They got 3-on-2. Lebowski's trying to hustle back. Green Bay into the zone. Centering pass. Levine knocks it out as he makes the stop. And now Berger has it on the far side. Storm rushing the other way. Pogansky into the zone. Pogansky trying to move on the far side. Loose puck. Save made by Hackett. Pogansky just for the soft shot. Now Lebowski gets involved in the crease. And everybody gets together. Lebowski got right in the center and now pushing and shoving after the whistle. A couple sticks have dropped, but no gloves have dropped, and Lebowski very upset. Lebowski's going to head to the box, and if you're a Storm fan, you hope somebody from Green Bay is going with him, but Lebowski is in there. 4:28 to go, and as I said, we've reached the Diamond Vogel Final Five. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints with locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. It is a huge point in the game. We haven't seen any penalties in the third. We're down below 5 minutes, and Chase Berger and Dan Lebowski both in the box for the Storm. Now there's two players in for Green Bay as well. So you got to think, this will be offsetting calls. And we'll get the announcement here for the penalties. Coincidental minors to both players. So, coincidental minors for both players. All of them for roughing, and they'll all offset here. As we've got a 1-1 game coming down to the final minutes of this one. Under 5 minutes to play. 32-22 shots on net for Green Bay. Hayden Levine has been very good for Tri-City. He's made 30 saves in this game. And he's given his team a chance to pull this one out. 1-1 the score. Faceoff is going to be coming just outside the Green Bay zone in neutral ice. Connor Hurley against Ryan McMurphy. Faceoff is scrum four and won by Green Bay. Schmaltz sends it into the Storm end. Big hit by Eastman there by Schmaltz. Shot hits the side of the net from Irwin. And now McMurphy McMurphy on the far side got it out of the zone, but Green Bay able to tag up and get right back in and send it in deep. Now on the side of the net, Levine almost had it go by him. Officials weren't sure if it went in, but they do not blow the whistle and play continues. Green Bay very close to having a pretty awkward goal there, but Levine kept it out. Now it's a neutral ice, and Schultz got it to Eastman, who's in onside. Eastman banked it back to the point where it's stolen away. Nobody was there for the Storm. They're making a change, and now it's Tri-City recovers a neutral ice. It's Kevin Kerr into the zone, sent it in deep. 3.5 to play in the game. 1-1 the score here on the breeze. Tri-City and Green Bay locked up. Here, it's been a good one. It's been tight all night. Hutton plays it for Tri-City on the far side. Kevin Kerr got it to Valenzano. He banks it off the glass, but Green Bay able to glove it down, take possession. Now Kerr gloves it down, sends it back, and a hand pass whistled on Kerr, and a stoppage here with 3:15 to go. Now, interesting here with the penalties that were whistled. I know they were offsetting, and there's no power play either way, but Tri-City, the players in the box, Dan Lebosky and Chase Berger, not the guys you want off the ice in this scenario. You're in a 1-1 game. Those are two of your best scorers, Berger and Lebosky. On the other hand, for Green Bay, one of their better defensemen, Jake Linhart, and Evan Tironese. So Storm having a discussion now. Kevin Kerr making sure that they have the right face-off play. We had a face-off in neutral ice. 1-1 the score, 3:15 to go. Face-off won by Green Bay, and it's shot in deep by Sullivan. Deflected off Hutton. Hutton out of the far side. Wilkie got it out of the zone. Here's Valenzano, a 2-on-1. Valenzano on the right with Freitag. Valenzano shoots, and he misses the net wide. May have hit the glove of the netminder there, but I think Valenzano missed the net there on the 2-on-1. Valenzano gets the deflection right back in and goes after it. Valenzano on the far side with the puck, trying to leave it for Wilkie here in the far side of the Green Bay end. Wilkie ends up getting in deep, playing around the wall. Loose puck on the far side wall, and it's kept in again by Valenzano. Got it down low to Wilkie. Wilkie on the goal line. He shoots. Save made by Hackett. Nice look from Wilkie, putting the puck on net. Hackett makes the save. 2:34 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. We're inside the Diamond Vogel final five. Tri-City and Green Bay spent a lot of this night tied up. No scoring in the first. Gamblers took the lead with a goal by Jake Linhart at 2:02 of the second. Storm tied it up with 30 seconds left in the middle period on a goal by Chris Wilkie. Gamblers win the faceoff. Puck's moved on the near side wall of the Green Bay end and now sent in deep to the Storm end by Gates. Levine out of his net. Played it up the wall to Best, who kept it in. He tried a shot to the net. Stopped by Schultz. Another shot. Save Levine. Another chance in front. Levine covers up. Hayden Levine has been good tonight for Tri-City. Kept Green Bay off the board. All except for one shot has been stopped by Levine, as we have a 1-1 game with 2:15 to go right here on the breeze, your Storm Radio Network. First of two between these two teams this weekend. Tri-City now with all the players out of the box after the roughing minors will have their first line reassembled onto the ice. Berger, Pogansky, and Lebosky. Face off to the right of Levine in the Storm end, won by Green Bay. Hurley on the far side. Hurley sent it in deep now. Irwin getting bodied there. Shot deflected in front. Loose puck and steered by Schultz to the near side. Kept in by Irwin. Down low, it's Schmaltz on the near side half wall now to Irwin. Irwin cycling back to Hurley. Hurley looking, tolling away. Here's Lebosky on a race. Lebosky trying to get to the net. Lebosky to the center. He shoots and scores! Dan Lebosky with 1:48 to go has given Tri-City the lead. What a move. Lebosky went forehand, backhand, and swept it into the bottom of the net, giving the Storm a 2-1 lead. Lebosky found that rush and may have redeemed himself for missing an open net earlier in this game. Lebosky unassisted. 2-1 Tri-City. Lebosky fist pumping over by the Storm bench. He got into one of those races And he made a nice move pulling Hackett out. Hackett tried to poke check the puck away, and Lebusky went around him and scored on the backhand. The top line for Tri-City comes alive again, and Lebusky, after earlier in the game missing an empty net, has found the goal that has given the Storm the lead with a minute 48 to go, and now the Gamblers have called a timeout. Late in the game, Green Bay has a chance here to try to tie it up. We got 1:48 to go. Again, the official scoring, Lebusky, unassisted with just 1:48 to go in regulation. Jim Holton getting his team set for what is sure to be a frantic final 1:48 here of this third. The Storm have had leads late in games over the last couple weeks, haven't been able to finish them out. But here, they have the momentum as Dan Lebusky scores a huge goal. It's his ninth of the season. Unassisted, both goals for the Storm have been nice plays on the rush. And Dan Lebusky, as I said earlier in the first period, Lebusky had an open net, shorthanded, and clanked it off the left iron. Gets the goal to give the Storm the lead with 1:48 to go. And probably feels a lot better about his night now than he did before. So we'll have a face-off at center ice after the goal. 1:48 to go in the game. Storm now leading 2-1 after the goal by Lebusky. Tri-City sends out Valisano, Freitag, and Wilkie. And the face-off is won by Green Bay. Gross tried to send it in deep, turned over, and Wilkie shot it back. And Robert has to play it deep for Green Bay in their own end. Nice job by Valisano on the forecheck. Wasting a couple more seconds. And now Gross on the far side. Send it in. Batted it back out by Kevin Kerr. Wilkie got it forward. Valisano in the zone. He's got Freitag wide open. Here's Wilkie with it. Backhand shot. Freitag deflected it wide. And now it's moved by the Green Bay goaltender Hackett, who had it covered for a second but didn't want to whistle as Green Bay has possession now. Another play, neutral ice. Valisano almost got a steal. Net is empty now for Green Bay as Gross brings it in. He shoots, and Levine makes the save with a glove. Almost 3,000 fans in the Viero Event Center tonight, and there's 107 remaining in this game. Tri-City has a 2-1 lead. Hayden Levine has made 35 saves in this game, and the Storm are going to need another minute seven of great play by Levine to hang on to this one. Face off to the left of Levine is scrum four and one by Green Bay. Schmaltz with it on the near side half wall over to Gross with a shot, deflection in front, knocked down by Jalen Schultz. He sends it all the way down. Icing whistled on Tri-City. 52 seconds to go in this game. Storm with a 2-1 lead over Green Bay, trying to hold off the Gamblers here in this one. 2-1 lead for Tri-City. Face off to the left of Wilkie. We got an issue with the clock here. The clock has been reset to, they were trying to reset 53 seconds, but they by accident reset to 53 minutes. So we'll have to reset the clock here at the Viero Event Center. Faceoff coming to the left of Levine. We're under a minute to play. Storm with a 2-1 lead after Dan Lebusky just scored with a minute 48 to go, his ninth of the year. All kinds of issues here with the clock at the VEC in the final seconds of this one. Officials, now they've got it set to 53 seconds. So we are ready to go. Face off to the left of Levine. Berger on it for Tri-City and Schmaltz for Green Bay. Schmaltz wins it. Centering pass. Nobody there on the other side for Green Bay. And McMurphy ties it up on the far side. McMurphy's trying to bring it out. He can't. Green Bay able to keep it in. Gross at the point. Down low it goes behind the Storm net. Loose puck on the backboards. Played on the near side. Up to the top, a shot. Miss. Levine got a piece with a blocker, I think, and sent it over the net. Now on the far side, McMurphy got it out of the zone. Loose puck. Lebusky gets there. Lebusky Got past one man. Loose puck now in the Green Bay zone. 20 seconds to go. Green Bay, cross-ice pass. Open man into the zone. Shot. Save Levine. Rebound to the backboards. Net has come off. The net has come off. And we get a stoppage with 12.6 seconds to go. And we'll see where the faceoff is. Huge determination. They're going to keep the faceoff in the zone as they're saying the Storm knocked off the net. 12 seconds to go in this one. Tri-City has a 2-1 lead. Gamblers have already used their timeout, but now Tri-City will call timeout themselves to be prepared for the final 12 seconds. Jim Holton and assistant coach J.B. Bittner drawing up a play for the men on the ice in the final 12 seconds. Green Bay has an opportunity right now to gain ground in the Eastern Conference playoff race. They're in a three-way tie for the last spot, but the other teams they're trying to battle with, Muskegon lost 5-0, and Dubuque has a 3-1 lead over Chicago with 2:45 to go. The Gamblers know how much this means to them. Tri-City trying to hold on for the final 12 seconds and get a win at home in front of their home crowd here. Goals in this game. Green Bay took a 1-0 lead, 2:02 into the second on a tally by Jake Linhart, the defenseman. Tri-City tied things up with just 30 seconds left in that middle period. Chris Wilkie got his 16th of the year from Matthew Freitag. Freitag's first USHL point as an affiliate player playing in his fourth game. And then Dan Lebowski scored at 18-12 of the third late in this game with just 1:48 to go to give the Storm a 2-1 lead. 12.6 seconds left. Storm are ready for a faceoff to the left of Levine. It's Schmaltz for Green Bay against Berger for the Storm. Berger gets the win. It's pulled on the near side and sent out of the zone. Loose puck back to the Green Bay end. Will it make icing? No, it will not. Green Bay doesn't even have a chance, and the Storm get the win. Tri-City gets a late game goal from Lebowski, and Hayden Levine makes 36 saves to stop the losing streak and get 2 points over the Green Bay Gamblers at the Viero Event Center. What a performance by Hayden Levine, and a nice win for Tri-City at home, playing spoiler here and picking up 2 points. We'll be back to recap it next on the Old Chicago postgame show on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Did you know that since 1993, the Nebraska Lottery has raised $500 million to protect the environment, improve education, and support the state fair? $500 million. That's a five with eight zeros. There aren't 500 million people in the U.S. It would take about 16 years just to count to 500 million. If you walked 500 million miles, you'd end up on the other side of Jupiter. But there's no air, no gravity, and no Nebraska Lottery retailers. Better stay right here and keep helping us build a better Nebraska. Learn more at nelottery.com. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from The Arrow. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm, the big 2-1 win tonight over the Green Bay Gamblers. Tri-City was trailing 1-0 in this game. They score two consecutive goals. They outshoot Green Bay. Green Bay outshoots Tri-City. 37-24, the final totals in shots in this one, but the Storm get the two goals they needed. They play great D tonight, and they get 36 saves from Hayden Levine. Hayden Levine with a big night in net for Tri-City, and a final score of 2-1. We're inside the Old Chicago postgame show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. So we'll get to the Stadler Implement period recap here as Green Bay had the advantage earlier on in the second period. Green Bay scored the first goal of the game. Jake Linhart, the defenseman, gets credit for the goal and scores at 2:02 of the second period for the first goal of the game. Chris Wilkie knotted things up with a goal at 19:30 of the second period. Wilkie with the goal, his 16th of the season, tied the game at 1, and a huge goal for the Storm, momentum-wise, going into the third period. They had trailed 1-0 for most of the second, but got on the board, tied things up at 1, and a huge momentum boost from Wilkie. And in the third period, we largely went scoreless in the third until Dan Lebosky found some space, went in alone, and made a great move to get Cam Hackett out of position. Hackett went for the poke check, and Lebosky deked to the backhand and finished the play with his 9th goal of the season to give the Storm a 2-1 lead. Two stories in this game. Number one, Dan Lebosky redeeming himself for missing an open net earlier in the game. A shorthanded chance for Lebosky. Had the puck a couple feet away from the net with an open net as he had gotten Hackett out of position and hit the left post. But Lebosky comes back and ends up scoring the game winner in the final 2 minutes. Also, another big story, Jacob Johansson not able to go for the Storm with an injury and a sickness. Hayden Levine comes in and makes 36 saves and really, really looked good tonight for the Tri-City Storm, giving the Storm the ability to stay in the game all night and long enough so that they could win. 2-1, your final score. Neither team was able to score on the power play. Both teams 0-2, and also there were no penalties in that third period. Storm only had 3 shots in the third period, but they got the one they needed from Lebosky, and they win this one 2-1. We're in the Old Chicago postgame show, and that is our Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Time for the 3 stars of the game presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us. 3 stars all for the Storm here tonight as they get the win. 3rd star to Chris Wilkie. Scored a huge goal at the end of the second period with just 30 seconds to go in the second. Wilkie scores the goal to tie the game at one and turn the momentum in the Storm favor. Second star, Hayden Levine. We just talked about how great he was tonight on many different occasions. Levine making big stops, 36 of them in total. And Levine picks up the win for the Tri-City Storm. 36 saves, a nice 2-1 win for Tri-City. The number one star to Dan Lebosky. Made the move and scored the goal to win things for the Storm with just a minute 48 to go in the third period. Lebosky, great job tonight. Was all over the ice. That line of Berger, Lebosky, and Poganski comes up big for Jim Holton and the Storm once more. So before we get to the grinder of the night, just want to salute the Storm. Late in the third period, minute 48 to go, Dan Lebosky scores. Green Bay calls a timeout, sets things up to have an opportunity to tie the game. And Tri-City did a great job in their own zone in those final few minutes. Levine made some good stops, and then with just 12 seconds left, Jim Holton calls a timeout, and the Storm execute the play pretty perfectly as far as I could see. We're going to get Jim Holton up here in a second and talk to him about those closing seconds, but I think all the players on the ice at the end of the game deserve some credit here because they really banded together and held off Green Bay to get the win. Grinder of the night presented by the Dent Popper, much like the Storm's hardest working player. The Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper and Carney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Had a couple different options for the grinder of the night tonight, but decided to go with number six, Kevin Kerr, defenseman for Tri-City. Blocked a shot earlier in the game, was limping around, didn't miss a shift, kept himself in the game, played a lot of minutes, anchoring the Storm defense here over the last few weeks. Kevin Kerr has been a huge help on defense with a lot of the new guys playing with Jason Critch the last couple games. And Kevin Kerr and Jalen Schultz both deserving credit for logging a lot of minutes and doing a good job for the Storm. We'll take a quick break here on The Breeze, and we'll come back with the head coach of the Storm, Jim Holton, on the Old Chicago postgame show next on The Breeze 94.5.
Real Country's coming with Alan Jackson. Friday night, May 2nd, the Viero Event Center in Kearney. It's all right to be a little bitty. The voice of 35 number one hits.
It's 5 o'clock.
Alan Jackson.
Where I come from.
Reserve seats are on sale now. Online at kearneyevents.com or by phone at 308-338-8011. Get more at alanjackson.com.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Storm on top of the Green Bay Gamblers, 2-1 win for the Storm here tonight at the Viero Event Center. We're inside the Old Chicago postgame show. Jared Schaffrin joined by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, and Coach Great storyline in this one. Dan Lebowski misses an open net, shorthanded, with a huge chance to swing the momentum in your favor early in the game. But then he gets the game-winning goal with just a few minutes left. Talk about the performance by the entire group tonight.
Well, probably the understatement of the month is that was a much-needed win for the morale of our club. But you know what? I thought we did a wonderful job of sticking with it, and we've used that expression a lot lately. And Danny's a perfect example. Sure, he had the empty net that he'd love to have back, but he made everyone go home and forget about it with just a terrific hustle play. It starts with attention to detail in his own zone. He's in a shot lane. He forces a fumble, and then he capitalizes with his terrific speed, goes down, scores a huge goal for us, and then everyone buckled down. You know what? We kind of had a bend but don't break defense. Hayden stood strong for us, but I really was impressed by the 20-man contributions tonight.
First line there of Lebowski, Berger, and Polganski seem to, again, drive your team offensively, and they seem like they're really working well together.
Yeah, and double whammy for them tonight because we matched them up against the top line of Green Bay, which has some explosive firepower, and not only did they neutralize them, but then they turn around and score the game winner. So an impressive job all around, and not an easy night when you're up against that type of foe.
Hayden Levine has been a guy who's had his ups and downs this year, his first season in the league. Jacob goes down, Levine's called on, and maybe his best performance of the season.
I agree. He looked big, he looked confident, he looked calm, all the things you look for out of Hayden when he's on his best. And we're really hoping, given our circumstances with Jacob now, that this can fuel Hayden's confidence, and we have to tighten up and limit his workload. But it was terrific to see him stand in there and play so well.
We're obviously continuing to discuss the future and the affiliate players in the lineup tonight. Four of them, Wallen, Freitag, Will Guerin, and Jason Critch, all made a big impact in this win as well.
Well, they certainly did, you know, and our future is very bright. It's nice to see. I thought Critch was arguably one of our top defensemen tonight, and you can see already how much more comfortable he's gotten with a week of practice under his belt. He's a smart kid. He listens. He learns. He's very coachable, and he looked very calm on the ice tonight. He's got great mobility. He can get the pucks quickly. He makes good decisions with it, and it made a big difference because it limited the amount of time we spent in our own zone. And then I thought the three young forwards, Matthew Freitag, I thought had a really good game. This kid has a ton of upside and potential, and he plays the game the right way. He's very, very smart away from the puck. He makes some very sound decisions with the puck. He's a big body who skates well, all the things that we're looking for to add. And then I thought Guerin, for a first game at a Minnesota high school, you know, in front of a big crowd, performed very well, had a couple chances, a couple shots on net, plays the game again with energy. And Jake Wallen, I thought as the game progressed, he started to come along, play with the energy that we want to see on a regular basis.
Chris Wilkie, I'm sure you've been telling him all season, shoot the puck at the net. Your team's down by one, final minute of the second period. He shoots it. It deflects off a Green Bay stick, ends up in the back of the net. How big of a momentum shift was that for you to go in the locker room before the third and kind of regroup?
Well, it was enormous because there's no secret when you've been in the slump we've been in, your confidence is a very fragile thing. And even at 1-0, you're trying to preach to them, hey, we're fine. But if we don't get that goal and get some positive feelings in the dressing room heading into the third, it might be a different story. But, you know, Chris has got such a terrific shot. And, yes, we've had numerous conversations, and we had a little video session this week about trying to drive in a little bit deeper to use his shot where it's more effective with the quick release. He did. You know what? I thought he had a couple couple of his shots blocked on the power play. Otherwise, they're going in the back of the net. And he starts to get the eye of the tiger, and he's a pure shooter. And I think he's going to score a lot of goals once he gets the confidence to shoot.
Finally, I said something before when I was recapping the game. You're in a situation late in the game. You get the goal from Lebowski. There's 12 seconds left. You call a timeout, and it seemed like the guys executed your play exactly the way that you wanted them to, or at least it worked out pretty well. What did you draw up there in that last huddle?
Well, I'd love to sit here and tell you how smart I am in the play I drew up, but to be perfectly honest, it was J.B. Bittner that did it. But Bitz has ran the defensive aspects of our team throughout the season. He does a great job. And basically, at that point, we want fresh bodies. We don't want any tired. We wanted to have two centermen on the ice in case one got thrown out. We wanted to have our veteran defenseman and Curran Schultz, who had played most of the previous minute and a half. And then at that point, you know, anything less than a clean loss is a win for you in the faceoff circle. So they did a good job of executing it.
Yeah, Chase Berger in the front, and he was able to, like you said, get the puck, get it out of the zone, and finish the play off. Storm have had leads in the third period over the last couple weeks. but hadn't scored a goal. And here tonight, they get the one they needed from Dan Lebosky. 2-1 victory. And Jim Holton joining us here in the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Coach, we appreciate the time, and we look forward to talking to you before tomorrow's game.
Thank you, Jared.
We'll have Coach pass the headset over here to Dan Lebosky, who will join us now on the breeze in the Old Chicago Postgame Show. And Dan had a big role in this game. And Dan, I was talking a lot before during the game about the chance you had shorthanded where you hit the post on the left-hand side there. And I felt like it was great for you to be able to redeem yourself, get another opportunity, and make a count.
It was definitely nice to redeem myself. I mean, I was kicking myself between periods and on the ice a little bit there and on the bench, but it was nice to redeem myself and get the goal.
What did you see on that play for the final goal? Coach was talking about how you kind of gave some pressure out up top, and just talk to us about what you saw and what you went for.
I mean, Coach, I was just trying to execute what Coach was trying to teach us every day, just playing a little two-on-one up top and kind of stay in the middle, and they just pass it right to my stick, and then I just broke free.
It's been a couple weeks without a win for you guys. Maybe just talk about the feeling in the locker room at this point, getting a win and just kind of a little bit of a relief.
It was absolutely vital for us to get a win here. I mean, the mood is literally exactly the opposite of what it's been like the past couple weeks. I mean, we've lost by one goal probably 3 or 4 times at home, and not easy to come to the rink and stuff. But, I mean, it's just completely flip-flop from usual, and it's just a great feeling for our guys and everybody in the locker room to get the win.
Been a bit different in the locker room with a lot of different affiliate guys playing with you, but being from Minnesota, how much does it help maybe that these guys are from the same areas as you and you might know a few of them from past games?
Oh yeah, just played against them, and try to help them as much as possible. I mean, this is their first couple games, and just talk to them, sitting next to Matthew Freitag in the locker room, just kind of talking to him, talking about Minnesota high school and stuff like that, and just kind of helping them with the systems and stuff. And I know it's been nice for them to come in and play well.
Hayden Levine in net tonight really was huge for you all night. What did you see from him, and how is it different than how he's looked here before?
He was definitely the key to our victory. I mean, we were blocking shots from him playing D, but he was making saves that he had to make and for us to win. And I mean, it's huge for us to get that goaltending that we need.
Dan Lebosky joining us here on the Old Chicago Post Game Show. Scores the game-winning goal with just .148 left to go in the third. Dan, we look forward to maybe seeing another win tomorrow night, but enjoy this one tonight.
Yeah, I hope so. Thank you.
Old Chicago Post Game Show. Dan Lebosky joining us just after head coach Jim Holton does, and we're going to take a quick break as we head off the air, and we'll come back to end up the show with the out-of-town scoreboard up. You know what? Actually, let's get the out-of-town scoreboard update out of the way right now, and then we will sign off here on the breeze. A lot of games going on in the USHL tonight. A couple different opportunities for teams to gain some ground in the standings. Earlier on, Youngstown defeated Team USA in a day game today, 7-3. The Indiana Ice had a 5-0 victory over the Muskegon Lumberjacks. Sioux Falls with a huge 7-1 win over Sioux City. Lincoln defeats Des Moines, 7-4. Fargo with the upset of the night, defeating Waterloo on the road at Young Arena. Huge win for the Fargo Force on the road in Waterloo, upsetting the number one team in the Western Conference. Omaha defeats Cedar Rapids 3-2, and Dubuque knocks off Chicago 4-1. So looking at the Eastern Conference playoff picture, none of the teams gained any ground. All of the teams that needed points lost them in the Eastern Conference, except for Dubuque, who hangs on to second place. Cedar Rapids in third, and then the three-way tie for fourth place between Chicago, Green Bay, and Muskegon. We'll do this again tomorrow night. Tri-City Storm will go up against the Green Bay Gamblers. It's a 7:05 p.m. start with a 6:45 p.m. Viero Wireless pregame show right here on your home for Storm Hockey, the Breeze 94.5. Want to give a quick thank you to Caleb back in studio for doing everything he needed to do. And a perfect game here in the score booth here for Connor Brown and company on the off-ice official crew. So the Tri-City Storm pick up the 2-1 win. We will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.